And it's a Lou Platt conference battle in St. Paul as the Wildcats welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And here comes Mackenzie Smith for the Stars to serve it away. And Smith served down the middle, overpass, free ball. Shundoff took a swing and got the kill. Strong serve by Smith, set up the overpass. And Shundoff, back-to-back kills.
Tonight's contest is a rematch of last week's five-set win by St. Paul in the conference tournament semifinals, which lifted the Cats to their first championship in 5 years. Kearney Catholic is looking to wrap up their regular season title, which will clinch with a win tonight. It's the Stars and Wildcats coming up next, but first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to St. Paul with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Miles Field in Kearney. It's time for Thursday night football as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Gothenburg Swedes here on the New Tech Seed pregame show with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks and Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda. Glad to have you along with us for some Thursday night football. Of course, it is the final week of the regular season, and that means a lot of C&D teams will play tonight. There are a few tomorrow. You know, if you're playing in the playoffs, it's a good thing to play tonight because you'll get that full week to get ready for next Thursday. If you're not, and most teams are, but if you're not, then it doesn't really make that big a difference. But you're going to get an extra day in there one way or the other and get shorted one day, one way or the other. Also going on tonight on ESPN 1550, Thayer Central is at St. Cecilia, and on 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central is playing St. Paul. All three of those games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've got a good, solid football game we expect tonight. On is a football field type of night. Wind shouldn't be a big problem. Sounds like it will be for state cross country tomorrow. But tonight, the Kearney Catholic Stars on a senior night get ready to take on a 5-2 Gothenburg team whose only losses came to Cozad, who was Kearney Catholic's loss in overtime, and then also at the beginning of the season, a loss to Ogallala. So they have bounced back from that ball game and have played pretty solid football. We'll hear from Coach Craig Hakey and Coach Dave Colling as well coming up on the New Tech Seed pregame show. But, Jeff, you've got what looks to be a couple of teams that are going to want to run the football here tonight, although the last 2 weeks Kearney Catholic's been hurt by teams that can throw the ball.
Yeah, and going back to the earlier point there, it's week eight, so everyone's crunching the numbers trying to see where they're going to go, east, west, all that. Both these teams are in, Doug, so basically they're going to be fighting for seeding, maybe host an additional playoff game down the road. And right now they're really close to each other, so this could be a pivotal swing game later on. But like you said, both teams like to run the ball. Gothenburg's got that wishbone. They got a couple guys, Wolf, their leading rusher so far this year. And then for Kearney Catholic, led by Connolly, and Connolly approaching 1,000 yards so far in the season, so we'll see if he can get that for him today and a win for him as well.
So we'll find out more from both the coaches in a moment, but as far as that playoffs, you kind of find out how good your football team is tonight. If Kearney Catholic wins tonight, they're 7-1. The only loss was to an undefeated team, and you got to feel, you know what, we're a good enough football team to make it to the semifinals, maybe face Cozad again if that's how things pan out. If not, then you kind of get on the road, and you just don't know how deep you may go into the playoffs. And with Gothenburg, they get a win. Maybe they think, you know what, we can go and get on the road and make some noise here. So it's an interesting game, but definitely a game that could give you any kind of feel about what type of team you have going into the playoffs. Also tonight, Kearney Catholic's playing some volleyball over at Holdridge. We'll keep you up to date on the varsity action a little bit later on. But right now, we're going to take a break on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And when we return, we'll hear from the coaches, starting with Craig Hakey of Gothenburg, after this on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
The wind is starting to blow. The leaves are starting to fall. Chill is in the air. Change. It's good for us. A change of vehicles would be good for you, too. Stop into Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg and let us get you changed into a different vehicle, whether it be a brand new Chevrolet or Buick, car, truck, or SUV. We will make you a great deal to get you changed into something new. Remember, a change is good. Make your change at Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Getting ready for the final game of the regular season for Kearney Catholic in Gothenburg, and should be a good one. The Swedes are 5-2, and their losses to Cozad and Ogallala, two teams that the Stars are very familiar with. And longtime head coach of the Swedes, Craig Hakey, joins us here on Classic Hits. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and hard to believe, I think we say it every year, but hard to believe the season has flown by this fast.
It's gone by pretty quick. I tell you what, this is an exciting time, though. So we're ending up, you know, finishing up the regular season and heading into the playoffs. So it's a good time.
Well, you had a chance with the way the schedule worked to start at home this year and really get three of those first four at home to get your feet under you. And now you're kind of the road warriors here. How's the team holding up?
I got to be honest. I think we play better on the road. I don't have any explanation for that, but we travel pretty well. Honestly, our worst game was here at home. So we'll be ready to play Thursday night.
Craig, first chance to see you again in this football game for this season, but it doesn't look like a whole lot of things have changed. You still kind of hang your hat on defense. You don't do anything overly special on offense. Have you done any tweaking to your normal scheme this year?
Oh, there's been a little tweaking. We just, you know, after the first couple of games where we didn't put much on the board, we're on our third quarterback. Part of that was necessity, injuries. He's a freshman, but he's a pretty good one. And we've actually opened things up a little bit. And that allows us to kind of get some of our athletes in some space. So there'll be some open things.
Well, talking about the last couple of weeks specifically, you got 24 points up on Chase County. You put 43 on Ord. Kearney Catholic played both of those teams, Chase County, just last week, and they managed just 23. Where are you seeing your offense pick up, if you would expand on that a little bit?
Well, like I said, this Dawson is our new quarterback, and it just allows us. We took our starting quarterback from the beginning of the year and moved him to a running back, kind of like Kearney Catholic, I guess. It allows us to get him the ball out in space, and Dawson does a nice job of distributing the ball, both running the option and throwing. He throws the ball very well.
He also does some good things on defense. I see he's had a few picks for you.
Yeah. He leads the team in interceptions. Honestly, he's probably our best cover guy, so I wouldn't throw at him. Probably shouldn't tell anybody that, but he's a good athlete, and, you know, for just a 14-year-old freshman, he's come a long way since the beginning of the year.
We're talking with the head football coach of the Gothenburg Swings, Craig Hakey, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's get into that Kearney Catholic a little bit. Folks are used to seeing them chuck it around, and it seems like maybe the last couple of weeks they've tried to throw it a little bit more than they did early in the season. Is that your assessment, and what do you see when you look at Kearney Catholic on film?
Well, I see a real good football team. They play excellent defense. They get to the ball. They don't need to do a whole lot of stunting. They just play solid defense. They're sound fundamentally, and they got kids that can run. That's always a benefit, and they're strong up front. Offensively, it looks like they're throwing the ball around a little more. The quarterback, the lefty, he throws a nice ball, and they've got some athletes that can go get it. Speed-wise, I don't know that they're, maybe not as fast as they had been in the past, but they run great routes, and we got our work cut out for us.
Outside of Cozad, your defense has really been shutting down opponents since that Mitchell game where you comfortably won that one. What's going so well for you on that side of the ball?
Well, we played solid defense all year long. Honestly, we gave up 20 to Ogallala, but one was a pick six, and the other one was a four-yard drive, and the other one was a 30-yard drive. So our offense gave those away. Mitchell, they scored all their points against our JV team. We've played solid defense all the way through, and we've had to kind of mix and match some parts here lately because we've run into some injuries that kids won't be back. But we've had young kids and some other kids step up into positions that maybe they didn't feel real comfortable with before, but they're stepping up and they're playing well.
Another minute here with Craig Hakey, the head football coach at Gothenburg. Specifically, Coach, how have everybody's kind of got a few of those injuries at this time of the season, but where has it affected you? Because, as you said, you've had to move some guys. Where's one spot on the field that it's really affected you?
Well, and just soon you didn't play this till after the game. The defensive backfield lost some DBs.
Well, we will see if you guys can continue to cover, I guess, as well as you had. And is there any pressure, Craig? I mean, it looks like both these teams are going to be good football teams going forward into the playoffs. Maybe some playoff points can be affected by the outcome of this football game. It's a short week with a Thursday. Does any of that put added pressure on this game?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that right now, the kids, as much as we try and tell them, this is a new scheme, by this time of the year, we've seen pretty much everything offensively. It's kind of a matter of getting them healthy, getting them prepared for what they're going to see. Fundamentals, we're backing off on stuff. We're backing off on our hitting. They just want to, they want to go play, and we want to go play, coaches included. We've been practicing for, 11 weeks it seems like a long time, and it's just play time. And now is the, like I said, end of the regular season. We both know both of us are headed into the playoffs, but we want to go in there on a high note. We're not looking at this as some pass-off game. We're coming to play and to play well.
Well, this has always had some pretty good battles in it, and we look forward to another good one here tonight, Coach. We appreciate you giving us some time on the pregame show, and best of luck to the Swedes.
Well, thank you.
That's Craig Hakey, head football coach, Gothenburg, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll talk with Dave Colling of the Stars right after this on Classic Hits.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraska-Land National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraska-Land National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at Miles Field for the regular season finale. Kearney Catholic welcomes in Gothenburg, and Coach Dave Colling of the Stars joins us here. And Coach, as always, thanks for the time all year. Want to make sure that we tell you that. And boy, you're going to get playoff ready with a game like this tonight.
We are. We got to shore up a few things Gothenburg's going to come in. They're a darn good football team. It's just a great game to have right before we begin playoffs.
Kearney Catholic's rolling along. They're 5-0. They're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. They're looking pretty good doing it. You got a nice lead against Cozad. Then all of a sudden the fourth quarter happens. You get clipped in overtime. And then probably have the most sluggish game of the year last week when you make the three-hour trip out to Imperial to play Chase County. Are you worried at all?
You know, I don't think so. We talked about this, you know, a lot this week. The kids, football is a sport where you got to turn it on from the get-go and be ready to play and get focused, you know, before the game starts. And you find yourself last week, taking nothing away from Chase because they had a great game plan and they had some athletes and they had, you know, there's some seniors and a dominated team out there. But you can't just flip the switch in the third quarter and say, hey, let's start playing now. It doesn't work that way. So we had to battle last week, and it was a dang good game all the way to the end. And, you know, the field goals were the difference. So some of that stuff's, you know, good for we're a fairly young team. So some of that I think is a good thing, you know, a wake-up call to our kids. So I look for a totally different football team to come out tonight.
Talking with Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic football coach here on the pregame show. We've mentioned it for a lot of years. Kearney Catholic special teams has usually always been a check mark in the Stars column over who they're playing. And obviously it was big last week. When you went and looked back on the film, though, Dave, what prevented you from sticking the ball in the end zone as opposed to kicking those relatively short field goals?
You know, we were our own worst enemy again. You know, we'd be sitting at second and three and end up second and 13 and have a holding call, have a line up incorrectly and get a 5-yard penalty. And, you know, things like that can't happen if you are playing a good football team. And the things like that, when you're second and three, you need to punch the ball. We had a drop ball in the end zone that would have scored one of them. So, you know, just little things like that we have got to shore up and get hungrier when we get down in the red zone. So we focused on that a little bit this week. When we get down there, we gotta punch the ball in. And so, you know, hopefully we'll do a better job of that here, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
Obviously, though, Grant Bushcutter does come through for you, and he makes three field goals. That's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we've been actually sending them up to the field. We had a couple PATs, you know, game four, game five that did not go in. So we've been sending them up to the field, getting some extra practice, getting that kick to be a little quicker. It paid dividends on last Friday. And so, you know, he did a great job of kicking. You know, he missed the first one, but after that he was 3-for-3. So that was huge for us.
Talk with Dave Colling, the head football coach at Kearney Catholic, getting ready for Gothenburg tonight. Let's take a look at the Swedes. Not a whole lot changes with them, Dave. They like to line it up, play great defense, and try to grind one out over you. What do you see from the Swedes?
Yeah, you know, they're going to stay in the bone and 3 yards in a cloud of dust. They're going to bring, you know, power ISO. They're going to do everything that they normally do. They have a couple quick kids. Number 10's a quick kid. They sometimes motion him out and we'll throw the ball out of that also. But it's just power football. And so, I think our defense, has been pretty good all year against the run. So this will be a great game tonight, to test our defense against the run. And they've been reeling off pretty good chunks of yards on their offense. So, I look for this to be a good game tonight.
Dave, as you take a look at what they do, as you just explained, was there another team that you faced this year? Is it Cozad? Is it Minden that kind of looks like them?
You know, a little bit. Some of those teams weren't patient. I shouldn't say, I guess, patient, but Gothenburg's okay with getting 3-4 yards a pop. They're going to, you know, they're okay with that, and they're just going to grind it down the field like you said. Some of those other teams weren't necessarily okay with 3 yards. If they weren't getting 7 yards a pop, they felt like they weren't getting what they needed to get. And Cozad, with their explosive offense, they weren't okay with getting 3 yards. They needed more. And so tonight will be just, a little bit different because Gothenburg will take 15 plays to score and they don't care. That's what they do. And so we'll have to, get some three and outs and get our defense off the field.
Well, let's talk about your defense. I mentioned this at the end of our chat last week that we hadn't talked a lot about Nathan Howe and a couple of the guys that maybe are role players on offense but really get it done for you on defense.
Yeah, Nathan Howe does a great job. And, sometimes I overlook him, talking to you guys also. But he does a heck of a job. He has a nose for the football and, and uh, you know, does a great job in there. Jack Graham does a great job in there too, you know, stopping the run. You know, last week we did work this week on some pass coverage issues, and, you know, a lot of teams, we don't see a lot of teams that throw a lot, but, you know, the last, you know, Cozad, of course, hit us a couple times deep, and Chase County had some, you know, success throwing. So we did work on that this week also. You know, we got our guys geared to stop the run, and sometimes we don't do such a good job of, you know, stopping the pass. And so, like I said, tonight's going to be stopping the run. But we also got to shore up the pass defense as well.
And, Dave, finally, the fans, just like the media, just like the coaches, they always want to think playoff time here. I know that you've got some of your assistants that have been putting pen to paper.
Yeah.
And with the game tonight, a win or loss is going to make a lot of difference on where you end up in this scenario.
You know, it is. And so, once again, the importance of the game, you know, jumps a little bit there. You know, we got to, like I told the kids, we don't mention that, of course, to the kids. But, you know, we gotta try to reach for that perfect game. I always tell the kids, you know, we gotta search for that perfect game, and hopefully tonight's, you know, as close as we come all year to that perfect game. But yeah, it's the seeding. This game means a lot for seeding purposes. So, you know, and it could even dictate whether we have a home first round or an away first round. So this game has a lot of meaning. Besides reaching for that perfect game, it has some significant meaning in the playoffs as well.
All right, Dave, as always, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week as the playoffs get going. Good luck.
Doug, hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Dave Colling, head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, and we'll be back with the starting lineup for the Stars and Gothenburg Swedes on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda and Jeff Babel as we get ready to take a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We will take a look at the starting lineups here in just a moment and do that after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. First off, for the Gothenburg Swedes, their offensive line looks like this. Number 50, 6'1", 235-pound senior is Adam Speck. Number 53, 6'8", 270-pound junior is Tanner Bocart. Number 64, 6'3", 180-pound senior Tyson Miller. And number 71, 6'2", 205-pound junior Tyler Baker. Also number 74, 6'1", 235-pound junior, Dylan Folkers. At end, number 84, 5'11", 180-pound senior, Trenton Long. He also does the kicking duties for the Swedes. Number 44, 5'11", 185-pound junior is Dalton Sylvan. They run out of that wishbone, three running back set. Number 10 is a 6'2", 180-pound senior in Blake Ristheim. Number 25, 5'10", 180-pound senior, Skyler Cotwit. And number 34, 6'2", 180-pound junior, Zach Wolf. The head coach of the Gothenburg Swedes is Craig Hakey, assisted by Ken Rigler, Justin Dowdy, Casey Lathrop, Tom Scott, and Jesse Kinchel. 5-2 on the season for the Gothenburg Swedes. Their wins coming against Mitchell, Broken Bow, Minden, Chase County, and Ward. The losses to Ogallala and Cozad. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars. At center, number 52, 5'10", 210-pound junior Nick Dowling. At the guards, on the left side, number 72, 5'10", 210-pound junior Austin Arnes. And on the right side, number 78, 5'11", 270-pound junior Dennis Cabanning. At the tackles, on the left side, number 79, 5'11", 255-pound junior Colin Arredondo. And the right tackle, number 74, 6'1", 230-pound junior Nick Brungard. At end, number 11, 6'3", 185-pound senior, that's Blake Holtmeyer. At number 50, 31, 6'2", 225-pound senior, and that is Ben Clinch. At wingback is number 1, 5'9", 160-pound sophomore in Bryce James. Number 10, 5'10", 175-pound senior, Derek Jackson. The running back, number 15, 6', 190-pound senior, Tom Conley. And the quarterback, number 12, 6'1", 170-pound junior, John Masker. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Dave Colling, assisted by Rashawn Harvey, Matt Coop, Mike Pacheco, Rick Moses, Paul Brungart, and Matt Johnson. The Stars are 6-1 on the season. The lone loss in overtime, their last home game here to Cozad. They've beaten Ord, St. Paul, Ogallala, Central City, Minden, and Chase County. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We're just a couple of minutes away from a kickoff here at Miles Field and Jeff Babel. It's not going to be a secret tonight. Gothenburg's going to want to run the football, and Kearney Catholic's got to stop them.
Yeah, and just a quick notice, Doug, when we were getting those coaches' interview going, I was watching the Gothenburg team. They were just going after it, hitting hard, going. They're a confident group. They were kind of even jumping on the Kearney Catholic Star during the parent night thing. So I'm sure that Kearney Catholic noticed that. But Gothenburg, they're not going to be scared of Kearney Catholic. This is a game that they want to build on going into the playoffs to show, like you had said earlier, that they're for real. So this is going to be a good physical ball game, a couple of good running attacks, and we'll see who comes out on this one.
And when they lose, it's because they can't score. Only 7 points against Ogallala, shut out against Cozad. They don't put up a lot of yards. They're under 300 yards per ball game offensively. Usually you're a little bit above that if you've got a 5-2, 6-1 type of record. But their defense is one of the tops in Class C1. So they're going to want to slow this game down, and if they can get some long marches and get points out of them tonight, they're going to be right where they want to be to keep this spread Kearney Catholic offense off the football field. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Cozad, Gothenburg, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Proud to support our area athletes, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals stopping today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time! Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to Miles Field as we're ready for high school football on this Thursday night. A reminder, tomorrow night we'll be down the road at Kennesaw and Axtell in Axtell for another 7 o'clock kickoff. Important game for those teams. Axtell would have to win to get into the playoffs. Kennesaw probably needs his win as well to get into the playoffs, so it starts for them tomorrow. Also, Kearney will host North Platte, and former Stars coach Bernie Madison brings his Bulldogs to Foster Field tomorrow night on ESPN 1460. We'll also keep you up to date on World Series Game 2, which begins in just a few minutes on ESPN 1460, and tonight's NFL game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers. Gothenburg won the toss. They deferred, so Kearney Catholic's going to take the ball, Jeff.
Yeah, and they'll look to get things going right away. Want to get that first score, get that first momentum going, because Gothenburg, like you said, will try to just slow this game out and get as many drives. So it's important for Kearney Catholic to capitalize on their first possession. It all starts here with the opening kickoff.
And Kearney Catholic's kind of been up and down about how quick they get out of the gates throughout the season. It's not always been the best first quarter for them.
No, and that's something we've seen. We've seen a couple articles even about it. They're notoriously slow starters, and they just seem to take a half of football to get things going.
So ready to kick it away will be Mr. Long, and we are about ready to get this football game underway. And it's a nice, strong boot, and it looks like it will not be returnable. And it'll be first down and 10 at the 20, and Kearney Catholic's usually on the other side of that, booting it into the end zone. So first down and 10 here for the Stars. They're going to move from north to south as you view it along your radio dial. Thomas Conley, one of the best backs in the area, one of the best backs in C1, could get tested tonight by this real big defensive line that is led by Tanner Bocart, 6'8", 270-pound junior, right in the middle of this line. Now he's going to move out and play on the defensive end position, looking to see what Kearney Catholic's going to do. Four wide here. Stack two right and two left. John Masker, the quarterback. He'll turn. He'll give it to Conley, who starts right, cuts back left, has a hole, 25, 30, has a first down to the first carry of the football game just across the 30-yard line. And a nice job there by Kearney Catholic to find what they wanted to see on film and attack it here on the first play of the game.
Yeah, pretty simple trap play right there up the middle. Big hole for Connolly. Got the first down and moving the chains.
Again, trying to go with that no huddle. They're ready to go as soon as the official lets them. Same formation, two stack right and left. They'll hand it to Connolly again. He tries hard off the left side, but this time Gothenburg is there to close the hole. Bocard among those that are in there. They're going to take it right at the big guys and see what they can get done. So a gain of really nothing on the play. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, just a delayed handoff there. Connolly had nothing doing. Good job by the big Gothenburg defensive line shutting that hole down. Now second and pretty long here.
Second down and 10. Holtmeyer, leading receiver on the team, will split out wide to the left, bring their wide receivers a little tighter to the right. They're all checking their wristbands here to make sure that they've got the play right and are on the same page on second and 10. Here comes a blitz up the middle. Rolling to his right is Masker. He's in trouble. He throws it up for grabs, and it is going to be knocked down. Great play there by Bryce James to knock it away. And we have a flag on the play, and it's going to be a face mask on Gothenburg trying to make the tackle on John Masker, and that is a killer because instead of third and 10, that'll be a first down for Kearney Catholic if they call it the personal foul variety. I saw him grab him up around the shoulder pads, Jeff. I didn't realize that he'd got the face mask, and Masker was all the way back inside his 20-yard line.
Yeah, I didn't even see the flag until after they cleared the pile. And great coverage here on this near side by the Gothenburg defender, and a quick throw there by Masker because the pressure got there so quick. Luckily for Kearney Catholic, it wasn't picked off, and even luckier that they got the a first down out of the penalty yards.
It won't be a first down. They're going to go with a five-yard penalty here, so it'll be second down and 5 yards to go. So Tripp's coming out to the right side. That includes Bryce James. Then they stack it just inside him, trying to play man press coverage here. No safety back there. And back to pass Masker. The lefty's going to go for it all with Holtmeyer. Fly pattern left sideline. He puts it right on his hands, and he falls down at the 30-yard line. Holtmeyer makes a nice diving catch to haul that one in. And a first down and 10. Stars are in Gothenburg territory.
Oh, wow. Just hit him perfectly in stride there, Doug. And good job by the receiver staying in bounds, keeping the drive moving here. First down and 10 from Gothenburg territory.
31 yards on the play. And it'll be first down and 10 at the 33-yard line. And when Masker is asked to throw the ball, he's done very well this year. Now a quarterback draw off the right side. Huge hole. 30. Tries to get to the hash mark. 25. And he'll be brought down at the 21-yard line. So they're all looking at Masker to hand the ball off or go deep. And that time he is tracked down by Blake Ristein to make the tackle. And the Stars are going to get another first down. So Kearney Catholic, three first downs. Opening drive of the game. And they're already at the Gothenburg 22. A gain of 11 by the quarterback, Johnny Masker. Twins, yep. Right. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was just going to say, beautiful run there. They're kind of keying on Connolly there, and Masker realized that. Got it up, got the first down.
Star's going to come in tight now, and it'll be a pitch play. Connolly looking to the short side here, blocked by Holtmeyer, breaks a tackle 20, gets down to the 16-yard line where he'll be pushed out of bounds. Six more yards, so outside of the one first down play there where they caught him on the left side, they've had some real good first down plays, but there is a flag, and they'll bring it back, and that flag was right where he turned up field, probably one of the wide receivers in there, Jeff. They had brought him in tight for extra blocking.
Yeah, and it was thrown here on the near side. So you kind of just, every time you see it from there, you know it's a holding. And it was a pitch play here. And anytime you kind of get that pitch motion out to the outside, there's a chance that those receivers, they're young players, they're high school players. So they hold on a little bit too much jersey because they don't know when the play's coming. And they got caught there. They're going to move him back 10 yards.
So the ball will be back to about the 34. First and a true 20 yards to go here. And it'll be first down and 20 to go. Out of the shotgun, they go back to the four wide. Throw a little wide receiver screen out here. It's going to be complete to Derek Jackson. Makes one bad miss, slips inside the 30 and dives forward to the 25-yard line. Going to get about 9 on the play, and that'll bring up second down and 11. So a good chunky yardage there on first and long. Gives them a chance to keep after it, and they're going to give him maybe an extra yard to the 25. So we'll call it second down at 13 yards to go here. Masker, again, out of the no huddle. Going to fake the handoff, keeping himself off the left side. Has a hole, gets to the 20, tripped up as he gets inside the 20, and they'll mark him down at the 18. A gain of 7 on the play, and it's going to be about 3rd and 6. They need to get just inside the 12. 9:40, scoreless opening quarter, opening drive of the game here for Kearney Catholic. Wide to the right is going to be Harrison Pierce, and then stacked right behind him is going to be Derek Jackson. To the left, you've got Holtmeyer and Bryce James stacked behind him. Lone safety in the backfield playing center field about the 5-yard line. Here comes a blitz from the linebackers. They'll hand it off Conley up the middle. He will not get the first down as he's stacked up about the 15, and it's decision time here for the Stars. And it looks like maybe that decision has been made. They're going to bring in 4 new players, but it is not going to be, well, it is going to be a field goal attempt here. Chase Murphy has a little bit longer range than Grant Bushcutter, who made 3 field goals last week. This will be a 32-yard field goal. Good snap. The kick is away. Plenty of leg, but it is going to be up and in, just inside that left upright. So a 32-yard field goal is up and good by Murphy. But again, like we talked about with Coach Colling in the pregame, getting close but not able to get the yards that time, though. A penalty. They picked up 17 yards, just couldn't get 20 after it was first and 20. So 8:44 to go, first quarter. Kearney Catholic 3, Gothenburg nothing.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Grant Bushcutter will take off for the 8:44 to go here in the first quarter. 3-0 Kearney Catholic on the 32-yard field goal by Chase Murphy. And that's about what Bushcutter was kicking him last week, so I never really did ask Coach Colling what makes the decision between those two, but Bushcutter's going to kick it off.
Nice job him keeping by Murphy there. It kind of looked like it was going to hook a little bit left, Doug, but he just hooked it inside the upright, gave Kearney Catholic a 3-0 lead, another lead, but probably not what they wanted. They wanted the 7 points here, so Gothenburg going to try and use that wishbone offense attack to try and get their first lead of the game. And here comes kickoff.
And the ball is in the air. It'll be returnable. It's a short kick taken at the 23-yard line up to the 25 left side. Stars cover it well at the 28 to the 29-yard line as the up man brought it back that time for Gothenburg. And that was number 25, Skyler Kotwitz, who is one of the running backs here for Gothenburg. So let's see how much power Gothenburg has up front. On paper, big offensive line, just like a big defensive line. And Gothenburg doesn't necessarily use all the same kids that they use on the O-line to switch it over to the D-line, but they look pretty stacked on the left side of this line. Wishbone, and they are going to put their two ends out and send a man out of the backfield in motion. And that will be Ristine, and they will hand it off to the second man through and making his way up the football field, Zach Wolf, to the 33, to the 34, gain of 5 on the play.
Yeah, a little motion out here to the outside, try to get the Kearney Catholic to switch their, shift their defense to the near side. Then they gave it to Wolf up the middle. You know, a nice gain there on first down, second down and 4. With that wishbone attack, you're not going to see a lot of big, huge gains. It's just going to be a lot of slow pound in ground here.
Second down, a little more than 5 here. They'll call it 6. Now back to the double tight end, wishbone set. Long count by the freshman quarterback in Dawson Graham. Option to the right side. He makes the pitch outside to Ostendorf, who has some room around the right side and is going to get the first down for Gothenburg. Cross the 40 out to the 44-yard line. 10 more on the play, and that'll move the chains for Gothenburg.
Yeah, ran that option perfectly to the right side there. Had two men out there, so once the pitch man got there, Ostover, he just had to meet one man, beat him, and got a first down out of it.
First and 10, Gothenburg, their opening possession, all the way out now to the Stars, 45-yard line, back to the wishbone set. Graham going to stretch it left, hand it off there, and bringing it across midfield is going to be Roy Slack. So this is going to be one of those ball games where you need to extend your stat sheet. They're going to run 6, 7, 8 guys in a gain. Of 5 on the play, it'll be second down and 5.
Yeah, Slack, normally a tight end, Doug, the 5'11", 180-pound senior. But with that wishbone attack, they're going to just kind of keep rotating, keep those legs fresh. And so Slack got the carry there. He got a nice first down carry of 5.
That's pretty unusual, Jeff. You got 3 guys back there already.
Yeah.
The most carries, if you're going to split it up, would be 15. And already some of these starters haven't seen a carry yet as they motion out of the backfield again. That gives them split backs. Toss left side. That's Ristine. Ristine is going to fight his way just short of the first down at the 46-yard line of Kearney Catholic. It'll be 3rd down and 1.
Yeah. 4 different guys have had a ball carry so far, Doug. The only one that hasn't got it is Kostowski. And so a nice gain there again for the Swedes, excuse me, and going to be trying to convert here on this 3rd and 1.
6:40 to go, first quarter. Kearney Catholic scores first, and they're up 3-0 on the Chase Murphy field goal. Go to that power double end set again out of the wishbone. Freshman quarterback Dawson Graham takes his time with the cadence, turns, bobbled the snap, and hands it off. It will not be enough for the first down. Roy Slack. Stars came through there big time, right up the middle, and making the first hit is going to be Jack Graham, one of the leading tacklers on this team with Howe, and it's actually going to be a loss of about a 0.5 yard, so Gothenburg will have a decision to make. Graham's going to run over, we've got a Graham on each team. Dawson runs over to get the instructions, and it looks like they do want to go for it, Jeff.
Yeah, interesting play call. It's early, Doug. You might want to try and just pin Kearney Catholic deep, but the Swedes want to try and seize the momentum here early and convert this 4th down.
4th and all of a yard, same formation here. Graham, long count. Takes the snap, turns hands to the last man throughout the left side, first down and more. Churning his legs through there is Zach Wolf across the 45 and down to the 40-yard line. A gain of 6, and they ran their money play right there, and it came through for a first down.
Yeah, beautiful run by Wolf there. He just kind of lowered his shoulder, embraced that first hit right at the line of scrimmage, shook him off pretty easily, got his feet going, and got a big gain of 6 there. Moved the chains, first down, Swedes.
Staying out of that wishbone here on the near hash by the Kearney Catholic sideline. Graham, option play to the right side. Going to make the late pitch out there to Ostendorf. The ball is fumbled. It is loose. It's still loose. But it looks like Gothenburg got back on top of the football. They're going to lose a yard, maybe a yard and a half. But the important thing is for the Swedes, they got the ball back. We'll call it second down and 11 at the 42-yard line.
Always dangerous when you run that option play. And Ostendorf just wasn't able to quite field it. And surprising, when the first went down, it looked like Kearney Catholic would have had that. But Gothenburg avoided a huge turnover there.
Well, Coach Hakey, who's been coaching the Swedes for a number of years, told us that Graham's going to be a special player. But to run the option with a true freshman at the high school level, man, oh, man. Second and 11. They'll motion out of the backfield and Ristine. Now they'll have him come back against the grain. It's going to be a halfback pass. Ristine one-on-one down the right side. A lot of contact to the ball is knocked down. Well covered by Kearney Catholic down at the 10-yard line. And Jackson on the coverage for Kearney Catholic. The ball intended down the field for Trenton Long, their big tight end. And the Stars stay home. That is so hard to do, is to watch, not watch in the backfield and get confused, but a lot of motion. It may have actually helped them that they sent Ristide in motion and then brought him back to where he originally was.
Yeah, interesting play call there. You don't see Gothenburg pass a lot, so they threw it up in the air and voided the turnover there.
Third and 11 now out of the shotgun, four wide. Dawson Graham, he'll fire the slant pattern. It's in and out of the hands of Long on the left hash, and that'll bring up fourth down in a punting situation here. As it was a well-thrown ball, but right through the hands of Trent Long that time. Long, one of the top players on this football team, a senior. Just ran a quick slant from the left hash and in. And back to return this will be Blake Holtmeyer. And so a punting situation here now for Long. Trent Long ready to punt this football away. Let's see if he goes pooch or corner. Long count here, waiting for the snap. Takes it a little off to the right. No rush. Nice high kick. Holtmeyer, no fair catch. Takes it at the 10. Makes a man miss. And then a shoelace tackle there made by Adam Speck. Holtmeyer had got just enough of a step there that it looked like he had some momentum, but he got him on the shoelace. And a nice punt that time of 32 yards. The return comes out to the 16-yard line, a return of about six. So it'll be first down and 10 here for the Stars between the 16 and 17.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic going to try and do what they did last time. Just get some nice, some small plays, some big plays, get a nice deep pass here, get on the board again, try and go up two scores.
3-0 Stars, 4:35 to go here in the first quarter on Classic Hits 98.9 and, as always, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic will come out with Masker in the shotgun. And flanking him to his right will be Conley. They'll send him out of motion from left to right, which would give him trips that side. They'll hand it to Conley. Conley off the left side makes one man miss, gets to the 20, and then gets crushed at the 23-yard line. That was shoulder pad to shoulder pad. Big hit in there by Borkhart. And also helping out on the play was Skyler Kotwitz. But he got waxed right on his shoulder pad there. We've seen so much of that helmet-to-helmet stuff the last couple of weeks at all levels, Jeff, that it really rocked Conley, but he popped right up after a gain of six.
Yeah, definitely a very hard-earned six there for Conley, but he'll take it, shake it off, and try and get another one here.
Second down and four, and Gothenburg didn't like what they saw on defense, so they are going to call the first timeout of our football game, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 4:04 to go in the first quarter. It's Kearney Catholic 3 and Gothenburg nothing.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And don't forget, folks, we've got high school football games from around the area. We'll keep giving you updates throughout the night as the scores roll in. Adams Central, as expected, is up right away on St. Paul by a score of 7-0. Gibbon has taken a 6-0 lead over Central City in their football game. St. Cecilia up 14-0 over Thayer Central in the first quarter. Score updates brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. 3-0 Stars. Draw play. Hand it off out of that shotgun to Conley. Hit, spins off him at the 25. Comes up the right side to the 30 and lunges forward to the 32 for a Kearney Catholic first down and an 8-yard gain. And I'll tell you what, off the bat here, Jeff, Kearney Catholic have a little more success on the ground against this strong Gothenburg line, both sides of the line.
Yeah, Connolly there spinning away. Looked like he might have been stopping the backfield. Just kept driving his feet. Got the first down so far, Doug, like you had said. Kearney got like over 45 rushing yards. A lot of their total yards came off that one big pass.
Masker under center. Still going to hand it off on a sprint left to Conley, and look at him run. Lowers the shoulder, 40, 45, and out to the 48-yard line. Another 16 for Thomas Conley, who is trying to get over 1,000 yards for the year here in the first quarter of play. He needed 86. Was that the number? 914 needed 86 to get there?
Yes, sir.
So Kearney Catholic moves the chains again, and it's first and 10 at their own 47. And out of the shotgun, they'll fake the draw. There's a penalty flag up in the air, and they'll hand it off up the middle. But we've got, I thought I saw a flag come up in the air. Maybe I did not. Maybe I did not see a flag. Maybe it was just a towel that came off there, and I guess that's what it was. So no flag. It'll be second down and about 3 yards to go. First down, or second down and 10 at the 46-yard line for Kearney Catholic. 3:25 to go in the quarter. Pulling to the left side, but there's nowhere for Masker to go, and he's going to get what he can. Back to the line of scrimmage and lunge forward for a yard, and it'll be third down and about a yard and a half to go.
It'll be an interesting play call here if they're going to go maybe play action or just try to keep feeding it with Connolly. Kearney Catholic going to set up twins here to the right side.
Twins right, twins left, third and short. Looks like they want to throw the ball. Masker out of the shotgun. Nope, just going to hand it off to Conley. He comes forward and is tackled immediately by Tanner Bochart, but should have enough for the first down. Had enough of a hole to get things done. So Conley carries it on first. Masker tried to get something on second, and Conley carries it again on third down to get the first down for the Stars at the 42-yard line of Gothenburg, leading it 3-0. You already see some of the Swedes with their hands on their hips here, trying to keep up with this no huddle. They'll move James in motion from left to right. Again, it's going to be a handoff to Conley, and Gothenburg starting to get a little of this on their side. Is coming up to make the tackle is Kotwitz. A minimal gain, maybe a yard. We'll call it second down and 9. So Kearney Catholic, Jeff, just trying to spread the field out and make sure that it's one of the big four down linemen that makes an initial play, or else Conley, which we've already seen, has been able to get to the second level numerous times.
Yep, spread them out, keep your splits wide, try to make those big holes for Conley and Masker to run through, and so far they're doing a pretty good job.
Out of the shotgun, Masker. He wants to roll out and throw. Well covered. Now he's got some pressure. Sets, throws underneath. Beautiful pass to the 35. James breaks a tackle at the 30, but there's too many Swedes there. They bring him down at the first down marker. Great job all around there. Gothenburg had everybody covered, but once Masker snuck away from the initial pressure of the backfield, he was able to find Bryce James for the Kearney Catholic first down.
Yeah, and Masker's done that a couple times, Doug. Just scramble around, make a guy miss, and then find his downfield guy. That time it was James. James, another 9 yards there, picked up the first down.
Trips to the short side, right side here for Kearney Catholic. That means Holtmeyer is over here, along with James. And a heavy count. It looks like we've got some movement. Gothenburg was trying to come with a blitz. Let's see if they are the ones that came across the line, and they are. Offsides on the Swedes. 5-yard penalty, and Kearney Catholic's done a good job holding on to the football. It's kind of a flip of what the Gothenburg game plan wanted to be, Jeff. This first quarter has not went the way the Swedes would want.
Well, plenty of time to adjust, Doug. If they can get a turnover here, maybe just hold them to a field goal attempt again or punt it here, Gothenburg will be just fine.
First and 5 at the 26, and they will keep it on the quarterback draw. Maskers tries the right side, and there's Bochart again, and also in there is going to be Kotwitz. And Masker, they try to peel him up off the Miles Field turf here. You're running into the big 53. Bochart, as we said, 6'8", 270, and he is just a junior. Gothenburg has made some collegiate football players, and you got to look at this guy at being one of the next ones.
Yeah, Masker, his first two carries, Doug, had a nice couple gains there, 11 and 7 respectively, but his last two, just couldn't find anywhere to go. No gains on his last two runs.
3-0 Stars, under a minute to go, first quarter. It's second down and four. Here comes the blitz again. Masker keeps it where the blitz was, finds a hole, gets tackled from behind at the 20-yard line. He ran right by Adam Speck, and then Speck was able to just kind of knock him off his haunches there a little bit. And this ball may be a measurable look at a first down here. It looks like the chain is right on the 20, and it looks like the nose of the football maybe is trying to touch the 20-yard line here. So might just be a couple inches short, Jeff.
And as soon as I try to throw some dirt on Masker there, he just runs a gritty 4 yards. Going to bring out the chains here, and they're measuring it, and it might be short here, but they're pulling it.
They'll put the chains down, and he will be right on the first down. So move the chains here. Just enough of that nose was touching the white line. It'll be first and 10, Kearney Catholic at the Gothenburg 20, 44 seconds to go. In a pretty fast-moving first quarter, it's 3-0 here at Kearney Catholic. Miles Field from the Case IH red zone. The Stars are there and ready to go. We've got twins right, double ends. They're going to give it to the wing back. James trying to find some room around the right side. Gets to the 15, gets to the 10. He's drugged down from behind at the 8-yard line. But again, there's a penalty flag in the backfield and a hold on Kearney Catholic. And this is almost the exact same spot where they were called for the hold last drive. They ran a similar play, got a similar result with the hold, and ended up making the field goal.
Yeah, I like the play call, running that counterplay with James. You'd seen a lot of Connolly and Masker, so Gothenburg maybe forgot about the other guy there, so James wins it. But unfortunately for Kearney Catholic, a hold's going to bring him back and knock him out of the Case IH red zone temporarily.
31 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and that'll bring up first down. And they're going to move it all the way back to about the 34. Wow, first and 24. The hold they occurred in the backfield, they say. So Masker, stretch play. Conley, nowhere to go. They were guessing run left all the way. Bocard is in there. Also in there is Roy Slack. And maybe even lose a yard back to the 35. So it'll be a third or a second and a 25, but that will be the end of the first quarter of play here at Miles Field. Your score, Kearney Catholic 3, Gothenburg nothing. We're back in a minute here on Classic Hits.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area high school sports, athletes, schools, and students. See Crossroads Ford in Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle or online at crossroads-ford.com. You can stop into their showroom as well at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Got a second and 25 face. To start the second quarter of play, they will be at the Gothenburg 35-yard line. 3-0 on a 32-yard Chase Murphy field goal, but both times as they got into the red zone or close to the red zone, we had holding penalties on the Stars. And now they're going to put Conley in motion. Wheel route, right side, going inside to the slot man, and it is incomplete for Holtmeyer against man-to-man coverage. Masker hit him on a beautiful pass in the first quarter. That time he led him a little too far as they're heading from south to north. A win tonight, nothing to speak of, so that didn't have any effect on it. They tried to get Conley out there and get that inside corner to bite on that one, Jeff, and he did not.
And we got a timeout here, but a nice route, and Masker just seemed to overthrow him onto the right side. Maybe if he could have thrown it towards the goalpost a little bit more, Doug could have just stuck his hands out there and got it. So a tough adjustment there for the receiver. Just hit him over the hands. But he was there. If they would have caught it, that would have been for sure six.
Yeah, and when you got a long yardage situation like this, they took a shot. Now you got to be thinking, how many yards do you need to get into field goal range? And you got to figure 15. You got to get probably close to the 20-yard line. I don't think the Stars are very confident in kicking much, anything close to over 35, 36 yards.
Beyond that, if you do, you risk giving Gothenburg a short field, Doug.
You've also got a couple of downs here if you don't want to punt it. And back to pass Masker, looking again. This time he'll throw it underneath to James and overshoots him at the 25-yard line as he ran the sideline pattern. And Masker got hit as he threw it. He'll pick himself up. And now fourth down, and you're at that spot on the field where a punt has to be a very good punt because it just doesn't do you a whole lot of good here. But the problem is you have 25 yards to go. So they took their chance on second down to score. Otherwise, you try to get a little, and then maybe go for it on fourth down. And even if you don't get it, you're around the 20. But now Holtmeyer, punt it. Can he pin Gothenburg deep here? Stands right on the Kearney Catholic Star at midfield.
Gothenburg going to send the house here.
There is the snap. Takes some time, and it's a low line drive kick. But it looks like it's going to get its job done. Rolls inside the five, and it's going to be down right at about the 4-yard line. So a 31-yard punt and no return. And Holtmeyer was able to hit that low line drive punt. And Gothenburg was stuck inside their own five.
Wasn't pretty, but it got the job done. And Gothenburg is going to have to go 96 yards, to try and get. And earlier we talked about, you know, Gothenburg maybe slowing it down. Kearney Catholic so far, Doug, is controlled. Not only the amount of plays, but the time of possession. So Gothenburg needs to score here before half to try and get back in this game.
Well, it is only 3-0. Yep. Gothenburg will set it down into that wishbone, and the quarterback, Graham, is going to give it to his fullback, who has no room over the right side, trying to keep the legs grinding and push the pile. They haven't blown the play dead yet. And about three-fourths of the teams are trying to push one way or the other. And Wolf maybe got a yard. They'll stick it across to the 5-yard line. Lawrence Nelson has scored first, and they lead Amherst after one quarter, 6-0. Gibbon leading Central City 13-0. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter of that game. Here we're a minute into the second quarter. It's 3-0 at Kearney Catholic. They move the ball deep into Gothenburg territory twice, but only have 3 points to show for it. Now the Swedes out of the wishbone, send an end in motion, and they'll send their tight end out of the backfield in motion and hand it to the second man through. Crashes over the left side, and carrying the football that time was Zach Wolf to about the 9-yard line. Hard to tell on that far side where they were actually going to put the ball down out. It's going to be a gain of about 6, and it'll be 3rd and 3.
Yeah, and Gothenburg, now that you think about it, just trying to avoid turn the ball over here, getting out of their shadow, their own end zone. Doing a good job there. It's going to be 3rd down and 3 here, so an important 3rd down conversion for the Swedes.
And let's see what Gothenburg decides to do here. They'll go out of the shotgun, still with 3 backs. Low snap for Graham. Graham's going to have to take off and run with it, and he is going to be crushed before he can get upfield. Kearney Catholic making a nice tackle on the perimeter, and it'll be a punting situation here. And that play looked like the low snap really kind of slowed it down, and Graham just decided to take off running. None of those backs got out in front to block, so I think that was ended up being a busted play, Jeff.
Yeah, and Graham, just a freshman, Doug, and sometimes, you know, just the simplest things like snaps and handoffs sometimes are just a little bit oversimplified in a game like this, and Graham just wasn't able to make the play there.
So now ready to boot the ball away is Trenton Long standing in his own end zone. And Holtmeyer, ready to receive, takes some time, and a beautiful, high, high, towering bounces at the 43, takes a Kearney Catholic bounce back to the 40-yard line. So it's high, high, and there's no return, but it only goes 30 yards, and the Stars, they exchange punts here. They only lose 5 yards of field position. First down and 10, Kearney Catholic at the Gothenburg 40-yard line, 9:22 to go in the first half. It's 3-0, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gothenburg, Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So the Stars now trying to find a way to get some offense going, Jeff.
Yeah, got to be pleased there by the defense holding them. It was kind of a decision. Do we kick field goal here? Do we punt it? Do we go for it on fourth? They punted it inside the five. Their defense forced a three and out there by the Swedes. So they're going to get the ball back at the 40-yard line here. And Kearney Catholic probably going to get a steady dose of Conley this drive, I have a feeling.
So first down and 10 out of the shotgun. Masker going to keep it himself. He is hit in the backfield, and he'll be brought down by Roy Slack, a yard behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 11. So right now they're taking some chances in this spread and just bringing the house, bringing those backers and finding a way to get in the backfield. Kearney Catholic not having as much luck up the middle as they did the first series.
Yeah, Gothenburg dialing up blitzes more times than not and is trying to put the pressure on Kearney Catholic, trying to think, make their offensive line pick up that extra defender. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Second down, 11 yards to go here for the Stars. They're going to empty the backfield for Masker. Now sending a blocking back in motion, and we've got a penalty flag before the play gets going, and it looks like somebody stood up on the line. A 5-yard penalty on Kearney Catholic. It'll bring up second down and 16. A reminder that the state high school cross-country meet is tomorrow at the Kearney Country Club. The Class C girls will get things going at 12 noon, and then they'll go every 30 minutes. It's C&A girls, then C&A boys, then D&B will start at 2 o'clock. We'll have updates all day from the Kearney Country Club here on Classic Hits. And then high school football, more of it coming your way tomorrow night. So second down and 16. Again, 5 wideouts here. Tight left in the slot and wide left out here. Trips to the right side. Again, they send that man in motion as a blocking back on the left end. It's going to be a quarterback keeper all the way for Masker. Pulling guard, gets to the 45. And then he's going to be stood up and brought down there. There are 3 and 4 Gothenburg Swedes around the ball on almost every tackle right now. And Masker trying to follow the blocking there of Holtmeyer and Conley. Minimal gain on the play. He gets a couple, and it's going to be 3rd and 14.
And nice job there by Gothenburg. Just kind of using that sideline as the 12th defender there. Just stretching the play. And Masker just had nowhere to go. Minimal game.
7:45 first half, still 3-0 Kearney Catholic. Stars have had the momentum in the field position, but Gothenburg one play away from the lead. And the Stars will motion again to the right side. Conley, the quarterback, he'll pull up and throw it deep. Man cover, turning around, trying to find the football, and incomplete to Derek Jackson. And that'll bring out the punting unit once again. So Conley, who at the beginning of the year was basically starting the football games at quarterback and then being replaced by Masker. They can sneak him in there in the backfield every once in a while, and that's what they did.
Yeah, just trying to confuse Gothenburg because Gothenburg, you know, they haven't seen it on tape in a while, Conley Black there. And so Kearney Catholic just tried to throw a wrench in the system, and it didn't work. Had a man down there, just incomplete.
And back to return the kick is Ross Ostendorf. Holtmeyer waits for it, boots it away. High, wobbly kick that's going to bounce at about the 10 to the 5. The Stars letting it bounce around, and they're going to down it before it gets to the goal line. So another nice punt by Blake Holtmeyer, this one of about 43 yards, and it's going to die at around the 2. So Holtmeyer backing Gothenburg up, and it'll be 1st and 10 Swedes. Last time they started at their 4, this time they start at their 2. And I'll tell you right now, with the cherry picker in the way, with the Kearney Catholic coaches, we'll be guessing. You'll have to tell me what happened, Jeff.
Well, in just the special teams battle so far, Doug, 2 great punts by Kearney Catholic. They got the field goals. That seems to be the key in the game right now. Kearney Catholic's offense, though, doing well.
So 1st down and 10, Dawson Graham, the quarterback, sends his man in motion out wide to the left, Zach Wolf. And runs it off the left side for minimal gain. Maybe they got him in the end zone. Kearney Catholic saying they got a safety. And did the official signal the safety?
Yeah, the far official there.
And so it will be a tackle in the end zone for the safety. And making the tackle for Kearney Catholic, I believe, was Brungard. And it'll be 5-0. Unusual score.
Yeah.
This will be a good time to remind folks that the Kearney Catholic Gold Benefit will be coming up to help raise funds to improve the facilities around here. I can see this is going to be on the Doug and Daddy show on Monday. I'll be at cross country tomorrow. But it's 5-0 and a great defense play there. And really, Jeff, you've got to credit the special teams because it was Holtmeyer's punts that allowed the defense at Gothenburg. They were trying to keep it simple, and Kearney Catholic knew it.
Yeah, it is the same thing, basically two possessions in a row. A deep punt, first time it was down at the 4, the Kearney Catholic defense then held Gothenburg to a 3-and-out. Now it was at the 2, and a great job by Kearney Catholic getting Wolf in the back or in the end zone. And a 2-yard loss, a safety, so 2 points. So 3 plus 2 is 5, so it's still a one-possession game for Gothenburg, but Gothenburg is going to now have to punt the ball away. Most likely punt. You get the option in high school to kick it or punt it. And so Gothenburg going to give the ball right back to Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic going to try and get the offense to get some points this time instead of the special teams and the defense, Doug.
Well, what does Gothenburg need to do, Jeffrey? They just haven't been able to move the ball. They had a couple of first downs on their opening possession, but haven't got a chance to do much since then.
Right, and they don't pass the ball a lot, Doug. I think they have a total of 30 passes all year. So running the ball sometimes isn't the recipe, but they just need to get a couple big gains, maybe throw in a play action when Kearney Catholic isn't expecting it, try and get a big play maybe out of the passing game.
Problem for Gothenburg right now is being pinned deep in their own territory. They didn't want to make any mistakes, and Kearney Catholic's been chewing up a lot of time here. So 7:10 to go in this first half. There's a high, high kick taken at the 40 of Kearney Catholic by the up man. Breaks a tackle at the 45. That's Jack Graham to the 50 and returns it to Gothenburg territory to about the 49-yard line. And, Jeff, boy, that is way too good a field position off of a safety for Kearney Catholic. That is not what Gothenburg was expecting to happen. Their kicking game is also pretty good.
Yeah, and this will be the second consecutive drive for Kearney Catholic that will start in Gothenburg territory. And if you're Gothenburg, you can't like that because Kearney Catholic, they seem to be a team that just takes a while to get going. Well, if you keep giving them a short field, they're going to cash in on those opportunities sooner rather than later.
Harrison Pierce, Bryce James, Derek Jackson all bunched to the right side. That leaves Holtmeyer by himself on the left. Conley in the backfield with the quarterback, John Masker. Option to this left side. Masker fakes the pitch, has some room up the seam to the 45, to the 43-yard line. And he'll be brought down there by Gothenburg's Dalton Sylvan. And a little late to get up was Roy Slack. He got smacked pretty good trying to make the tackle. It's going to be a gain of 6, second down and 4 for Kearney Catholic. Conley in the backfield again with Masker. This time they'll give it to Thomas. Starts right, gets hit around the ankles, able to keep his balance for enough momentum to get a yard on the play. It'll be third down and a long 3 here for Kearney Catholic. Ball marked about the 43-yard line of Gothenburg between the 42-43, so not much there. They have maybe put a spy on Conley.
Yeah, nice job. In fact, making the first contact, the defensive lineman there for Gothenburg, just slowing Connolly down, and then the spy comes up and makes the tackle, gain of only 1 there for Thomas.
Trips to the right side. Again, Holtmeyer by himself, the left man-to-man press coverage, and offsides. Going to come here against Gothenburg, and that'll be enough to move the chains for a first down. It's the second time that the Swedes have been called offsides, and when they make a couple tackles behind the line of scrimmage, that's because they're coming on first noise, and then you can catch them on that as well. So that'll move the chains.
Yeah, and Gothenburg, just an aggressive team so far in this first half. And like you said, that first hard count they heard, they're just trying to jump the line, get in the backfield, trying to disrupt Masker and Connolly, and just got a little too excited. They're jumped, and Kearney Catholic gets a first down out of it.
Stars leading Gothenburg 5-0 with 5:50 to go here in the first half. Masker under center, five-step drop, blitz untouched all the way in there, and making the sack for Gothenburg is going to be Skyler Otwitz. And Masker dropped all the way back here at the 47-yard line, going to lose about 10 on the play. He had no chance, and Masker is slow to get up. He is grabbing his right hand. I don't know if he got spiked into the ground, somebody stepped on the hand or jammed it, but now, if that happens, that means you move Conley back to quarterback, and it changes the dynamic of the Kearney Catholic offense. So with 5:25 to go here in the First half of play, it's Kearney Catholic 5, Gothenburg nothing. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, it appears Johnny Master injures his right wrist. They bring him to the sideline, and now Conley is in at quarterback. They'll send the man in motion, and Conley keeps it on a draw right up the middle. Big hole, 45-40, spun around at the 35, and then put down at the 30-yard line. And finishing it off with the tackle is going to be Ross Ostendorf, but a huge gain on second down and 21. Not quite enough for the first down, but a gain of about 17, 18 on the play.
Yeah, and go back to the previous play. Nice job by Kawitz coming in that A-gap, getting to Masker. Unfortunately, gets him hurt. Connolly comes in. First run, big 17-yard game. Break a tackle, almost had it, and broke it for a touchdown.
Still third down. James in motion. Same play, and this time Gothenburg has Connolly all wrapped up. All the big boys are in there. Tanner Bocart, Slack is in there, and also Dalton Sylvan. I mean, all the big boys were able to get in there. And so a loss of a couple. It's going to be fourth down and 5. And it looks like the Stars this time have elected to go for it. Running in the play is going to be Jack Graham, who was part of that safety just a few minutes ago that gave Kearney Catholic a 5-0 lead. But this was a problem last week, Jeff. It has been a problem so far tonight. Stars get into Gothenburg territory and have stalled out. So Jackson to the backfield along with the quarterback, the ball's fumbled. It's popped up into the air. It's going to be Gothenburg. It doesn't matter. It's fourth down. Doesn't matter who falls on it. It's going to be Gothenburg ball at the 43-yard line. Just total miscommunication that time as the running back, Jackson, wouldn't give up the ball. And when Conley tried to yank it out of there, it spun straight up in the air. And Gothenburg stops the Stars yet again in their territory.
Yeah, it's only a 5-point game, Doug, and Gothenburg, you know, I feel like right now Kearney Catholic should be up maybe 2 to 3 scores. So credit to the Swedes for bending, not breaking so far and getting, like you had said, once Kearney Catholic gets into Swedes territory, sometimes they just can't cash it in.
Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, preview what's coming up this weekend. And, of course, we'll look at some of the other area scores. And Gothenburg is going to call their second timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. 3:45 to go here in the first half. And it's not the World Series, but it is Kearney Catholic Gothenburg football. The Stars 5, and the Swedes nothing.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Let's go back to the scoreboard here, brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Adams Central leads St. Paul 28-0 in the second quarter. Broken Bow over Ainsworth 13-0 in the second quarter. Gibbon leads Central City 13-0. First and 10, Gothenburg. They'll send a man in motion, but the quarterback, Graham, will keep it, and he'll be hammered as he gets to the 44-yard line. Fall forward to the 45 for the freshman, Dawson Graham. You can already write this down, Jeff. I mean, if you got a kid that's playing like this as a freshman against a 6-1 team, he is going to be something special the rest of his high school career if he can stay healthy.
For sure, and still, he's just kind of young. He's just a freshman. We've seen him struggle a little bit with that option attack. Had a missed handle on that one snap. So he's got a lot of potential, and let's see if Kearney Catholic maybe tries to dial up a blitz to get to the young man.
Second down and seven at their own 45-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Graham, long count here. Twins right, sends his only back out of the backfield. Staggers him to the right for extra protection. Graham, plenty of time. He's going to throw a jump ball, well covered, and it is tipped and broken up. Knocked away by Bryce James. Intended downfield for Zach Wolf, and it'll be third down and seven. And you can tell the freshman, that's all he had in his arm right there, Jeff. He can throw it about 40 yards in the air, and probably a good play that time by Bryce James. He didn't get too crazy trying to get an interception. He just made sure he knocked it down.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic faked the blitz up the middle and dropped back into coverage, and Graham just threw it up there, and he'll get that throw. It just takes, you know, some reps in the weight room, get some strength in that arm, and he'll get there.
Masker over here warming up on the sideline. Looks like he'll be okay. Third and seven. Graham rolls to the right, wants to throw again. Looks underneath, covered, now throws it, and it is complete at the Kearney Catholic 43 and pushed out of bounds. At the 40-yard line will be Zach Wolf. Just too much time to throw the football that time for Graham, and a good job of rolling out, biding his time, and making the catch.
And a huge block there on the right side. The guard picked him up and gave him an extra 2 or 3 seconds, and then found Wolf down the sideline, moved the chains. Gothenburg gets a first down, a much-needed first down.
Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling really getting in the ear. The official down here, he thinks the last two plays at Gothenburg has been having an illegal motion that has not been called, as Wolf will be in motion from the right to the left, and they'll run a toss sweep to the left side, toss it to their tight end, Roy Slack. He gets to the corner, and then he's going to be thrown down at the 35-yard line. And there is something on the field over there, but is it a flag or is it just a towel? And it looks like it is a flag. This might be a horse collar. Let's see. They grab Slack pretty high up around the shoulder pads, and the flag's right where it was. And it is a personal foul horse collar on Kearney Catholic. It's on the far side of the field here, so hard to tell how much he had, but the official was right there, dropped the flag, and so a gain on the play of about 5 yards, but then that personal foul is 15 more, and that will move the ball from the 35 to the 20, and that's into the Cache IH red zone. When you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International in Kearney and Hastings, your Cache IH dealer. Fairbanks International, part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale good inventories in the world, providing you better solutions with locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Fairbanks International in Kearney or Hastings today, your Cache IH dealer. First and 10, Gothenburg at the Kearney Catholic 20-yard line. Back to that shotgun wishbone look. Option to the right side. Graham wants to keep it. Hit and ridden down at the 23-yard line. 22, a loss of 2 on the play. In on the tackle there was Ben Clinch. Graham also there. And you have to worry a little bit about the clock. Gothenburg only has one timeout left. 2:10 remaining and counting here in the second quarter of play. 5-0 Stars.
Although it was a loss of two there, Doug, I think it was a nice decision by the freshman to not pitch it there, keep it, and just get down.
And Gothenburg is going to go ahead and use their final timeout here, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 2:02 to go in the second quarter. It's Kearney Catholic 5, Gothenburg nothing.
The wind is starting to blow. The leaves are starting to fall. Chill is in the air. Change. It's good for us. A change of vehicles would be good for you, too. Stop into Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg and let us get you changed into a different vehicle, whether it be a brand new Chevrolet or Buick, car, truck, or SUV. We will make you a great deal to get you changed into something new. Remember, a change is good. Make your change at Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Other scores, volleyball, Kearney Catholic's down at Holdridge. They won the opening set from the Dusters by a score of 25-16. Adams Central now leading St. Paul, a shorthanded St. Paul club, 35-0. Gibbon leads Central City 20-0. It looks like that game is in the second quarter of play. Ord leads O'Neill 7-0 in the second quarter of play. In C2 action, St. Cecilia still leads Thayer Central 14-0, and Donovan Trumbull up 31-0 over Ravenna. 5-0 Kearney Catholic, 2:02 to go here. Slack out of the backfield in motion. He'll head left, giving him twins that way. They'll hand it off to Wolf. Wolf finds a little seam, breaks a tackle into the secondary, 15, and down to about the 11-yard line. Big, big run that time from the leading rusher, Zach Wolf, of the Gothenburg Swedes, one of the few times that they've actually run it between the tackles and picked up any yardage.
Yeah, Wolf seems to be early. They tried to spread the ball around. Now Wolf's already got it. 6 carries for 27 yards, 27 hard-earned yards for Wolf. 3rd down and 1 here.
Halftime, Lawrence Nelson 14, undefeated Amherst 6. 3rd and 1 at the Star 11 in the Case IH red zone. Graham under center, gives it to Wolf off the left side, follows those big linemen and has the first down inside the 10. Push the pile between the 8 and the 7-yard line. And again, you've got Bocard over there. You've got Folkers over there. They're going to follow those big linemen. First and goal for Gothenburg. And again, a touchdown will give them the lead. 1:20 to go, out of timeouts for the Swedes. Out of the wishbone set. And Graham, a little cockeyed with his stance to the right, back to pass, throws to the tight end over the middle, and it is caught for a Gothenburg touchdown. Hauling it in is Dalton Sylvan, who was wide open, and the freshman Graham hits him for the 7-yard slant, and the Swedes take a 6-5 lead. And now, will the Swedes go for two? It looks like they're going to bring the tee out, but with the lack of scoring, normally I'd say always kick it if you can here with the good kick of Gavin Trent Long, but it took him a whole half to score. But they will line up to kick the extra point, leading at 6-5. Long is the kicker. Austin Dorf is the holder. Awaiting the snap. There it is. It's good. The placement down. The kick is away. And it is hammered through. And with 1:08 to go in the first half, it's Gothenburg 7, Kearney Catholic 5. And we'll be back with the kickoff in a minute.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraskaland National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraskaland National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Member FDIC.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
You're listening to Thursday Night High School Football on your sports leader in Central Nebraska, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bottom of the third inning in the World Series, the Cardinals and Red Sox are scoreless. That game is currently airing on ESPN 1460 in the NFL. A minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Carolina leads Tampa Bay by a score of 7-0. Here it's 7-5 Gothenburg, as Long will kick it off. And remember, Gothenburg gets the ball to start the second half. High, high, short kick. It'll be taken at the 11-yard line, up to the 15, to the 20. James down the seam, 25. Now pops outside 30, and will get yanked down just short of the 30-yard line at the 29-yard line. In on the tackle is Carson Messersmith. Also some help in there from Talbert Buchholz. And it'll be first and 10 Stars, but what do you want to do here? Will Masker be back in there? He got banged up in the last series. You're 70 yards away. You do have all your timeouts. You've got Holtmeyer. I would think Kearney Catholic would take a shot, but then again, on the other side, you don't want to give Gothenburg a chance at a long field goal here because they've got the leg to do it. So they will line up in four wide, and Conley is still in there as the quarterback. So let's see if they just keep it in his hands. 1:01 to go. Conley, quarterback draw. There's nowhere to go. He ducked down as far as he could and dove up to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10. Gothenburg is bringing so much pressure up the middle, Jeff. Kearney Catholic's going to have to do something to the outside.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to adjust, Doug, and maybe do some pulling out to the other side and get some better matchups on the ends. It looks like Kearney Catholic will probably just run another play here and get to the halftime down two.
They haven't done a lot of jet sweep. They will send a man in motion, go inside handoff, and that might work as they turn and hand it off here to Nathan Howe, and he is upended behind the line of scrimmage. And you're exactly right. Gothenburg doesn't have any timeouts. Kearney Catholic needs to start hiking it towards the school right now because the Stars, who controlled this football game in the first half, are going to be behind at halftime. Gothenburg had a decent drive to start the game, and then the last drive gets them in the end zone. And we have reached halftime here at Miles Field, and the 5-2 Gothenburg Swedes lead the 6-1 Kearney Catholic Stars by a score of 7-5. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats of our football game. We'll also take a look at the World Series and NFL games. We'll take a look at the scores of the other high school games around the area as well. And we'll get you ready for Friday activities on our network of stations. So it's all coming up. Keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. At the half, the Gothenburg Swedes 7 and the Kearney Catholic Stars 5. Back with more football halftime style after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back, everyone, to Miles Field here in Kearney with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, and with Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. The score here at the half is Kearney Catholic trailing at home to Gothenburg by a score of 7-5. Gothenburg punching it in on a 7-yard touchdown pass with just a minute 8 to go here in the first half of play to take their first lead of the contest. Let's take a look at some of the other scores that we have. Again, A and B mostly playing tomorrow. This week is no different for them. Just a couple of games that are going on in the state of Nebraska in A and B. Most of the action tonight is in classes C and D. Tomorrow night, we will have a football for you here on Classic Hits as Kennesaw is at Axtell. Kearney will host North Platte on ESPN 1460. And we'll also have the Hastings High game tomorrow night on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Here are the updated scores that we have. Maybe just a few minutes behind with the very latest that we have. It's Adams Central all over a St. Paul team that is having a tough year and had a tough week. 42-0, Adams Central with the lead. Gibbon leading Central City by a score of 20-0. It is Ord leading O'Neill 7-0. These are all second quarter scores from around the area. Moving into Class C2, it is Donovan Trumbull leading Ravenna 31-0. Hershey leading North Platte St. Pat's in a battle of unbeatens 13-0. That game in the second quarter, Sutton all over Superior 42-0 in second quarter of play. And at the half, St. Cecilia leads Thayer Central by a score of 21-0. A top 10 battle. It's 8th-ranked Battle Creek all over Lutheran High Northeast, the number 2 team in the state in C2, 28-0. So a big surprise there on that score. And Malcolm leading 4th-ranked Aquinas 14-6. That's in the second quarter of play. In D1, it is Twin Loop leading South Loop 6-0. That game is in the second quarter. Also in D2, it was Amherst leading Lawrence Nelson. That game is at halftime. And the score is Lawrence Nelson 14 and Amherst 6 at the half. Also, Elwood had an early 14-8 lead over Anselmo Myrna. If you are listening in and at any of the ball games that are going on tonight, especially the 8-man games, whether it's Alma Overton or Ansley Litchfield taking on Loup City or Elm Creek's game or the Eustace Farnham game, the Loomis SEM game, Bertrand game, Pleasanton, Shelton. We'd love to hear from you. You can give us a buzz at 236-9900, and we'll be able to pass along your score as well. Here at 7-5, Kearney Catholic trailing Gothenburg, and we'll be back with more after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Miles Field. More scores to bring to you here from what's going on in the World Series and what's going on in the NFL. They've played three complete. It's scoreless in the World Series, currently airing on ESPN 1460. That is the Cardinals and the Red Sox 0-0. In the National Football League, they have made it through one quarter. It's Carolina 7 and Tampa Bay 3. In volleyball, it is Holdridge beating Kearney Catholic in the second set, 25-15. So Holdridge and Kearney Catholic are even at a set apiece. The Stars won the opener 25-16. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Halftime, it is Gothenburg 7 and Kearney Catholic 5. Don't forget that tomorrow it is the state cross country meet. Kearney Catholic boys have qualified as a team. Gabby Fellner is there for the girls. I was hoping Coach Don Lease would pop up here and steal the chili that Dwayne Schmidt made tonight, but I have not seen him. Well, he'll be getting his team ready tomorrow. Kearney High boys and girls are there. Gothenburg, they are going to be competing in the state cross-country meet. The Class C girls going right off at 12 noon tomorrow. So best of luck to all the teams that have qualified and are in Kearney tonight getting ready for tomorrow. And I guess you better get your wind gear on. Winds could be upwards of 30 miles an hour on the course tomorrow. So if you're going out to run or if you're going out as fans, just be aware that part of that day you are going to get blown around tomorrow at the Kearney Country Club. We told you about the football tomorrow. We have plenty of football going on this weekend, plus all the games of the World Series on ESPN 1460. When we come back, Jeff Babel's going to take a look at your first half stats. Gothenburg 7, Kearney Catholic 5 here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard-to-find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals. Stop in today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Halftime score that has just rolled in for you. It is Chase County 14 and Minden 7 down at Minden. Thanks for the score update there at the half. Now let's take a look at the first half stats of our ball game and Jeff Babel.
Let's start with the home team, the Kearney Catholic Stars. led by Thomas Connolly Ivan for 15 carries, 68 yards. He needed 86 to get to that 1,000, which means he only needs 18 in the second half, and he'll get that. Masker was 9 for 47, excuse me, and he did get hurt on his last carry. We haven't seen him back in the ballgame yet. He is 3 of 5 passing, though, for 49 yards. So 113 total rushing yards for Kearney Catholic, 49 through the air. That's 162 total yards on 5 possessions. Not a lot of possessions in this game so far. Holtmeyer through the air, or he caught one through the air, excuse me, 1 for 31. Jackson and James each had one for 9 yards. The only points they didn't get any offensively, the 32-yard field goal from Murphy, and they did get a safety as well, so that's why they got their 5 points. 5 penalties for Kearney Catholic for 49 yards. Seemed to get a lot of those penalties at the wrong time, right when they were getting something going offensively. 7 first downs, those, for the Stars. Let's over to Gothenburg. Gothenburg with a 7-5 lead. Let's see how they got there. Wolf led the way, 7 carries for 29 yards. Ostendorf, 2 carries for 8 yards. Slack, 3 for 10. And the quarterback, Graham, has only 3 carries for 1 yard. So that is 48 total rushing yards I have them for. 2 of 4 passing for Graham, the young freshman, for 22 yards. He did get that 7-yard touchdown pass to Sylvan. And Wolf also has a catch, 1 for 15. So 70 total yards for the Swedes. 5 first downs. They've only had 2 penalties for 10 yards, a couple false starts, or a couple offsides, excuse me, for the Swedes. So it's not real impressive on the stat sheet. 7-5 doesn't look that impressive on the scoreboard either, but we've had a good, hard football game, dominated, I think, by the defenses so far.
Well, this is the kind of game that Gothenburg would have envisioned, but it's not played out like they would have thought. Kearney Catholic has the time of possession. Kearney Catholic is leading in the yards, and the Gothenburg has only moved the ball a couple of times. And again, the reason is because we spent a good majority, 3 possessions in a row where Gothenburg was deep in their own territory, 2 possessions a row where they were inside their 5. They started at the 4 one time, had to punt it after 3 plays. Kearney Catholic had to punt it right back to them. Great 2 punts by Blake Holtmeyer, pinned him inside the 2. The very next play, the Stars got the safety. And then on top of that, the free kick that Gothenburg kicked was not good. It was not what they would expect out of their special teams. Kearney Catholic actually took the ball across midfield on the free kick and, again, couldn't do anything. Got stopped on 4th down. The Stars are doing a great job on their side of the field.
Right.
But once they get close to that 40-yard line, it seems like all of a sudden the plays change, or they can't, or they're not executing them like they had hoped to. So let's see if they change the plays or not, and if they find something that'll work here in the second half.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic, you're down 2, but you've dominated the first half. So just keep doing what you're doing. I think the big wild card that I've had a question about, and I'm sure most people do, is the injury status of Masker, if he'll be back in the second half to lead the offense or not.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. But they've also found a way to shut down Connolly. Connolly had a huge first quarter. He didn't do anything in the second quarter.
No, he was
found a way to pinch him inside.
Yeah, he was dominating early in the first quarter, Doug. He had carries of 11, 11, 14, 20, 28, and then, 11, 3, 6, 8, 16, 7. So he was already up to 50 yards. And then after that, he hasn't had more than 10 rushing yards. After that, and granted, a couple of those were from the quarterback, and he just had some designed quarterback keepers, and the Gothenburg Swedes just sniffed it out. But Connolly, he'll need to break one. If Masker's not back, Connolly will have to do a little bit more than what he had hoped to do to win this game.
Well, I asked Coach Dave Colley in the pregame tonight whether he was worried about the Stars and their offense since the halftime of the Cozad game, and he said, not really. He liked what this team was doing, but they've just got to find a way to finish drives, and that's still the problem here in the first half of play. 7-5, Gothenburg leads Kearney Catholic, and we will be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Friday night football tomorrow, Kennesaw at Axtell here on Classic Hits. Our pregame will be at 6:30, and kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Kearney High and North Platte will be on ESPN Radio. We're winding down our halftime festivities here. And, again, you take a look at those playoff projections, and Bob Jensen put up a few of them on Huskerland Preps this week. But as he said, that would be if nothing changed after tonight. Well, we know all kinds of things will change after tonight. Kearney Catholic could find themselves anywhere from a 2-3 seed with a win all the way down to maybe an 8 seed. And then it just depends where they draw that line. That Norfolk Catholic Pierce line has always been the big one in C1, whether they end up in the East or the West. You know, Boone Central, the number one team in the state, will be in the West bracket. They are a solid, solid number one team. I think you draw the line after number one. Cozad is setting number two in the polls, but after seeing and watching and listening and following some of the football teams here, Boone Central has just beaten everybody. And then Cozad is a team that has survived some tough tests as well. But Kearney Catholic struggling, and they probably should have beat Cozad. They were up late in the fourth quarter and lost that game in overtime. So they need to find a way to get things turned around here because, frankly, Jeff, for all the bulk that Gothenburg has up front, they haven't really done that much against the Kearney Catholic defense.
No, they only have, Doug, not very many total rushing yards. I had him under 50, and so Gothenburg with that wishbone attack, Wolf seems to be leading the way. He's got, I think, 27. I had him unofficially. So they need to get some big plays going. They're up on the scoreboard, and it seems to me that the keys to this game early was the special teams. And so right now we've seen Kearney Catholic traditionally be the team with the kicker in C1. Well, right now, long from Gothenburg, we're seeing him warm up right now, just nailing him from 35, 40 yards out. So it could come down to a field goal late in this game to see who wins the game.
And if that's the case, lengthwise advantage would be Gothenburg, although Kearney Catholic has put a few on the board this year. A 32-yarder by Chase Murphy was the opening drive of this football game, 8:44 to go. They were able to get the ball down, had a holding penalty, ended up getting the field goal. Then they had a holding penalty later in the ball game that took them out of field goal range. They had a safety when they were able to make the tackle in the end zone. I believe it was Jack Graham, but we were shielded here by the equipment at Kearney Catholic to see who actually made the tackle in the end zone. And then it was Dawson Graham, a 7-yard touchdown pass to Zach Wolf with 1:08 to go in the half, adding the extra point, and that's where we're at. It is 7-5 Gothenburg, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Gothenburg 7, Kearney Catholic 5. The second half comes your way in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back, everyone, to high school football on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Before the kickoff, let's run down the scores one more time for you here on the Valentino scoreboard, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. It is Ord 21, O'Neill nothing at the half. Chase County leads Minden 14-7. Adams Central over St. Paul 42-0. Broken Bow over Ainsworth 34-0 all at the half. So is Gibbon leading Central City by a score of 26-0. In C2, we have St. Cecile leading Thayer Central 21-0 at the half. It is Hershey over St. Pat's 13-0 at the half. Overton leading Alma 54-0 that game, also at halftime in eight-man action. So that's where you're at with the Valentino scoreboard, and we'll bring you more scores throughout the night. And at the end of our ball game, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Loomis 36-0 over SEM. That's at the half. Lawrence Nelson leading Amherst 14-6. That is at the half. And a little bit of a surprise there. Amherst undefeated. Could be in trouble in that final district game against Lawrence Nelson.
Yeah, and back to this game, Doug. Gothenburg did win the toss. They deferred, so they're going to get the ball. They've got the momentum going into halftime, so they scored right before half on their last possession. If they can score here, it'd be pretty big for the Swedes.
Bush Cutter to kick it away here for Kearney Catholic. It is a short pooch kick that'll be taken at the 22-yard line by the up man for the Swedes. That's Roy Slack. He runs hard to the 30, to the 32-yard line, and that's where he'll be brought down. First down and 10 here for Gothenburg. So let's see what adjustments the teams have made. Gothenburg obviously has got to find a way to sustain a drive.
Yeah, and they did so on the last drive. So if you're going to build off of that, that's what you want to do. Granted, they had a shorter field off the turnover right here, but Gothenburg, they're going to go back to the wishbone, their bread and butter.
So first down and 10, first play of the second half. Swedes up 7-5. Out of that wishbone, they'll send Wolf in motion. He'll be out wide to the left side. Toss sweep to the left side. Looking for some running room is going to be Blake Ristein, and he is going to be strung out to about the 32-yard line. Maybe didn't even make it back to the original line of scrimmage. So the Kearney Catholic Stars, led by Jack Graham and Blake Holtmeyer, able to string that out. Also over there for the Stars was Derek Jackson, a loss of one, second and 11.
Yeah, nice open field tackling there by Graham. A lot of times, a lot of missed tackles happen out there on the outside, but nice job there by Graham, just wrestling on the ground, losing a yard.
Gothenburg always seems to want to send a man out front for blocking out of that backfield. They will not hear. It'll be an option play. Graham deep in the backfield and in a little bit of trouble, being pushed out of bounds at the original line of scrimmage once again. Will be Ristein and lowering the shoulder pads that time. You've got Conley on the pursuit. Graham's over there. Holtmeyer. Good job by the Stars, and it's going to be third down, and we'll say it's still 11 yards to go. So the first two plays, trying to get the ball outside, and that didn't work either.
Yeah, Graham just held on to the ball a little too long, I think, there on the option play. Just left Ristein out there to go, and Kearney Catholic just swarming to the ball, causing a big third down here.
Third down and 11. They'll go four wides here. Dawson Graham in the backfield with Slack. Ristein in motion. That gives him trips to this side. Here's a penalty flag. Rolling out Graham. Throws underneath. Might have been a good one-hand catch. No, they'll say sliding out of bounds was Ristein. And the importance of that is Kearney Catholic can now decline the penalty. Stars were really up in arms on a couple of plays in the first half about sending that man out of the wishbone, and they thought he was leaving early to come out to make the block. So we'll decline this penalty, and it'll be a fourth down situation.
Yeah, and eventually, if you just tell the ref, hey, just watch this, eventually you're probably going to get that call, and they got it there, so it's going to be a quick decline here for Kearney Catholic. They're going to make Gothenburg go three and out.
Fourth down and 11, Gothenburg to punt it away here with Trent Long, the 5'11 senior. Got a strong leg, but he's really been trying to negate any kind of a Kearney Catholic return. They've been high short punts so far into whatever little wind we have right now. No rush by the Stars. And again, Long, a very high, high punt. Holtmeyer wants to run it back, but he slips as he caught it and goes down to the turf at the 31-yard line. It's a 35-yard punt. No return. Right there on the coverage is Adam Speck to get the official tackle. And the Stars will take over for the first time in the second half at their own 31-yard line. That took a whole minute for Gothenburg, and they lead it by a score of 7-5. Well, the volleyball going on down at Holdridge hasn't been very competitive. All three sets have been blowouts. Kearney Catholic takes set 3, 25-12. The Stars lead the Dusters 2-1.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic's going to get the ball here, Doug. You're going to try and keep going what you did on the first half. You, in the stat sheet, you were winning. So just keep doing what you're doing. But when you get into the red zone, get into those deep, deep drives, you want to finish. You want to get points on the board with your offense here.
And Johnny Masker is back in as the quarterback here for Kearney Catholic. Masker, the 6'1 junior with Conley behind him. They get into a power look, and they just turn and hand it off over the right side. Conley dives forward for about a yard out to the 32. Stars have never really been built to run power football, but they're trying to test that interior line, maybe wear them down a little bit and get a chance later in the ball game. But early on, Conley had a lot of success up the middle, but not in the second quarter and not on the first play of the third.
No, not at all. Conley, that's his 16th carry. You don't think that that has anything to do with it. Thomas is a big, strong kid.
Derek Jackson, the lone man out to the right. Here comes the blitz. Masker trying to set back. He'll throw out to Holtmeyer, and it is tipped, and falls to the ground. It went through the hands of the defensive back, Ross Ossendorf. And then it was tipped into the air, and Ristein was there, and Holtmeyer was doing everything he could to knock their hands down, and it is incomplete, bringing up 3rd and 9. And we've got an injured Kearney Catholic star in the backfield, and it looks like, once again, it's the quarterback, John Masker. And I didn't see what happened after he released it, but he was under pressure, Jeff. They were bringing the blitz.
Yeah, that blitz came on his blind side. There was two of those Gothenburg suites. The linebacker blitz, the defensive end got there as well. It looks like they got to Masker. I'm not sure what if it's his arm again.
I think he got the wind knocked out of him, it looks like here. Jeff, we're being told that he just got thumped right in the chest when he let it go. And when that wind gets knocked out of you, that's no fun. So we've got a break of the action with 10:18 to go in the third quarter. It is Gothenburg 7, Kearney Catholic 5. The Stars will have it 3rd and 9 at their own 32 when we come back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
So Masker down, checks out of the ball game with the injury. All by himself in the backfield of the shotgun is Conley. Drops back to pass. Gothenburg read it well. Deep pass down the left seam. Holtmeyer double covered, and no chance there. Ball will fall incomplete. Both teams will go 3 and out on their opening possession of the third quarter, and the Stars will punt it away on 4th and 9.
Yeah, good pass rush there by Gothenburg. Just got their hands up. Just gave Conley nothing to throw at. Just threw the ball incomplete, and 3 and out, just like you said.
Well, the Gothenburg defense realized what the check down was right before the snap, and instead of coming on press coverage, they dropped back. And there are going to be 10 men on the line of scrimmage here. They act like they're going to go for it, but they rarely have. Now they'll back a couple up. Let's see if they do actually bring pressure on Holtmeyer. Stars have stacked it there with 3 blockers for him. Long cadence here, and the snap is a good one, not much of a rush. And the punt is away. High punt, driving back Ossendorf. He drops, picks it up again at the 29, and then a great driving open field tackle by Kearney Catholic's Bryce James to drop Ross Ossendorf right there at the 30-yard line. So it's going to be about a 40-yard punt with no return. First down and 10 for the Gothenburg Swedes, closer to maybe a 38-yard punt, but no return on the play.
Yeah, Ossendorf, for me, it looked like he might have looked ahead a little bit. Ossendorf, excuse me. And luckily for him, he corralled it, but great open field tackle by the Stars. Going to be first down and 10 from the 30.
Gothenburg leading it 7-5. Second possession here of the third quarter of play. This time coming out of the backfield is Kotwitz. And the quarterback, Graham's going to hand it off up the left side, getting to the 35-yard line, and the pile will be pushed back right there for the Swedes. And it looked like carrying the football was Zach Wolf that time. Gain of 5, and it'll be second down, maybe a gain of 4. Second down, and 5 yards to go is what we'll officially call it. Good 5.5 here to move the chains. 9:30 to go in the third quarter. 7-5, Gothenburg. This time Graham under center. Got his wide out to the left side and the wishbone behind him. They'll move the man in motion. Kotwitz, they'll give it off to the fullback and nowhere to go. Kearney Catholic now shooting the gap. And no gain on the play there for the Swedes. Wolf again. This time they tried him off the right side, went left on first down. Right side here, and Clinch brings him down, and it'll be third down and four. Gave him an awful good push up on the right side there. So third and about 3.5, 4 yards to go. I don't think he got anywhere near to where they marked that time, Jeff, because he was hit immediately. And now we've got a timeout call by Gothenburg on third down. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 8:50 to go here in the third quarter. It remains Gothenburg 7, Kearney Catholic 5.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals stopping today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Well, like most of the crowd, we're just kind of waiting for something to happen here. This looks like a game that's being played in the mud right now, Jeff. Nobody's able to move the football one way or the other. We're punting it back and forth. There haven't been a lot of big plays. Started off with some fireworks on the first drive by each team, but since then, the Gothenburg score right before halftime is all we've had, and now they face a third and four at their own 37. Back to the wishbone, double tight end look. Dawson Graham takes the snap, back to pass, has time, wants to throw to his tight end, a jump ball, and it's incomplete. Double covered is Dalton Sylvan, and Holtmeyer is back there on the coverage for Kearney Catholic. And the ball will fall incomplete, and will punt away again for the Swedes. Also Jackson back there.
Yeah, and it seems like the offense just aren't getting anything going, but the defenses, though, they're dialing up blitzes at the right time. They're doing good coverage. The defensive lines are getting good pressure in the safeties and the linebackers are making their tackles. So it is an ugly game with not a lot of flow, but credit to both defenses for making it that way.
8:44 to go, third quarter, and Long to punt it away yet again. Stands as his own 23. Good snap, and the kick is away. Another high, towering kick, and that will bounce at about the 27, take a Kearney Catholic bounce back up the field to the 31-yard line. And that'll be a 32-yard punt. So they don't want Kearney Catholic returning it, and they've only been able to do it one time so far in this ballgame. Holtmeyer has stood in there. If he's been able to catch it, he will not call for the fair catch, at least he has not so far tonight. But the Stars have never really had their backs against the wall with the football tonight. They've always had good starting field position. In fact, the 30 here might be their worst starting field position.
And it's surprising, though, Gothenburg, you know, with such the good kicks and the good puncher that you would expect maybe Gothenburg, but Holtmeyer was actually the guy that pinned Gothenburg back deep twice. But like you said, I don't remember a drive starting this low. It's always been around the 40, 35, 40 for Kearney Catholic, so they're going to have a little bit here to go.
And, of course, three drives that started in Gothenburg territory in the first half. So Masker, who was knocked out of the football game twice, is still on the sidelines, and Conley is your quarterback. Sends a man in motion to empty the backfield, rolls out. Conley wants to throw back against the grain and overthrows his intended receiver in Derek Jackson. Behind him was Nathan Howe, who he had sent in motion out of the backfield. And it's going to be second down and 10. It'll be interesting to see who can control the time of possession in the fourth quarter, because I get the feeling with the battle down there in the trenches, somebody eventually is going to get tired. And Coach Collins said it in the pregame. He goes, they just want to wear you down. This is going to be a cloud of dust type of ball game, and that's what we've seen, 7-5 Gothenburg.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic, though, I mean, they've got their horses too. So even if it is like that, they'll go blow with Gothenburg here late in the game.
Again, it's been a lot of man press coverage on the outside here defensively for the Swedes. Out of the shotgun, it's going to be a design quarterback keeper all the way for Conley, trying to follow his pulling guard. Finds a little hole at the 35, gets up to the 40, following the block there of Nick Brungart. And he's going to be right at the first down marker on second down and 10. And a flag is down at the tackle. That usually means a face mask. In there on the tackle was Adam Speck, among others. And the white hat tells us it's a personal foul, blow to the head. Helmet-to-helmet contact on Gothenburg. And we have seen a couple of those plays. Remember, the Gothenburg touchdown aided by the 15-yard horse collar tackle on Kearney Catholic. And now a 15-yard penalty. Will move the ball into Gothenburg territory at the Swede 45.
And nice job by Connolly before the penalty got him more yards. He got the first down on just that one carry. That was his 17th carry, Doug, 79 yards. So he's just unofficially right now 7 yards away from hitting that 1,000 mark.
Holtmeyer will split out wide to the right. Jackson slot right. To the left side here, it looks like we've got Howe and Harrison Pierce. And all by himself in the backfield again will be the quarterback in Conley. They'll send Howe in motion, slot right, and they'll run it that way. Conley now pulls up, wants to throw deep. He's got a man, but overshoots Holtmeyer. He actually had Derek Jackson open on the seam, but he wants Holtmeyer. That's their number one receiver. And he didn't look anybody off. He saw Holtmeyer was running, and he just went ahead and chucked it. But Jackson was the man that had got away from his defensive back.
Yeah, Conley with the kind of the fake going down, trying to pretend like he was going to run it, sunk in the Gothenburg safeties at first, got behind, and Holtmeyer had had him beat, just missed him down the sideline.
Might run the same play here. You've got twins stacked right and left. Instead of slot, you stack them. And it's going to be a quarterback draw here. Room to run, 45-40, lowers the shoulder, 35, and upended at the 32-yard line is Conley. He got stuck pretty hard, but it's enough for a first down. About 13 on the play for Thomas Conley, and he is trying to shake it off as he looks to the sideline and says, I'm okay, don't worry about it. And Kearney Catholic moving closer to the Case IH red zone here, trailing 7-5 with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Conley had a huge hole on that right side, Doug. Big, big hole from his big boys up front. Conley ran for the first down, got hit hard, but he's back.
And Nate Howe went through there as the lead blocker. This time they give it to Howe. Has a seam, same seam, 30, 25, down to the 24-yard line. So the Stars have found a little blocking scheme now to open things up on this second possession for them in the third quarter. And a gain of 7 will be second down and 3.
Yeah, nice job by Howe. His second carry of the game, got 8 yards on the carry. And a nice change of pace, giving Conley a breather there. He's having to do a lot right now for the Stars. He did officially go over the 1,000-yard mark on his last carry with that big 13-yard gain, did Conley.
Good home game finale here so far for the senior, but the Stars still trail. Now Holtmeyer in motion. They'll snap it to the shotgun quarterback in Conley. He'll turn. He'll hand it off to Howe. Howe gets inside the 20 and lunges forward to the 16-yard line. Another first down for Kearney Catholic, and that brings them into the Case IH red zone. First down and 10 Stars.
Yeah, we've seen them in the Case IH red zone a couple times now, Doug. They haven't got any points out of it, so Kearney Catholic doing a nice, impressive drive here. They need to cash in and get some points.
Haven't been in the end zone for 5 quarters now. And under center is going to be Conley with Howe in the backfield. Turn, hand it to him. He gets a shoelace in the backfield, keeps his balance, and is able to pick up about 4. Down to the 12, shooting through there untouched was Adam Speck for Gothenburg. And he tried to just clip that ankle, which he did. But a nice job by Howe to keep his balance. He'll gain 4. We'll call it 2nd and 6. Stars trailing 7-5 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gothenburg, and Holdridge. Stars take a little more time here and stack those wide receivers. Here comes the blitz and jumping off sides. Once again is Gothenburg. And the thing about the Swedes, Jeff, is it's usually not just one guy. It's 2 or 3. They're coming so hard that they are just anticipating that snap count.
Yeah, nice job by Kearney Catholic. This is the second time we've seen it. And you're getting in that red zone. You've kind of stalled a little bit. Nice job of going with the hard count, going on 2 there, and getting Gothenburg to jump, because Gothenburg has been playing a lot aggressive, a lot of blitzes today. And Kearney Catholic caught him with the hand in the cookie jar right there.
It'll be a 5-yard penalty and make it 3rd and less than a yard for the Stars inside the 6-yard line. Graham will come in as a wing back and to the left side, stacked behind Holtmeyer. Out of the shotgun on 3rd and short, Conley flanked to his left by Howe. Man in motion right to left. The snap they'll give to Howe. Howe is hit, and he is going to be very close to the first down. If he got it, it wasn't by much. Gothenburg doing what they've been doing, coming right up the middle with 3 or 4 players. And in there on the tackle, Skylar Kotwitz among the Gothenburg Swedes. And it'll be 3rd and 1 now after the penalty, of course, on the offsides.
A big high snap there, so the handoff wasn't quite there, and so Howe wasn't able to get any yards and is going to bring up third down.
So third down this time, they'll put the running back to the right side of Connolly. Thomas snap, option to the right side. He's going to keep it, and he's going to be thrown down around the shoulders as he tries to turn the corner. Over there on the tackle, looked like it was Roy Slack. And we'll have to see where they put that down. It does not look like he has it. And it's going to be fourth down. That ball basically needs to be touching the five-yard line, and it's going to be two plays with less than a yard to go, and they're not able to convert. Now Conley runs over to the sidelines here, and the Stars are going to burn a timeout. 4:52 to go in the third quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. See Joe today for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. It's Gothenburg 7, Kearney Catholic 5.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with, but at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The Kearney Catholic Stars volleyball team beat Holdridge in four sets, including 25-6 in the fourth set to take it 3-1. Well, Kearney Catholic could take the lead with a field goal here, but they've elected to go for it on fourth and one at the 6. Conley under center. Quarterback sneak trying to follow his line, and I don't think so. There was not much push there by the Kearney Catholic offensive line trying to follow his right guard in Dennis Cabanning. And the way the officials are running in, we'll have to wait and see if they measure it or not. And it doesn't look like they even need to measure from where that ball is spotted, Jeff. I don't think he got it.
No, and it was a nice drive, for, 60 yards, almost 4 minutes for the Stars, fourth and one. And you would have thought maybe a hard count there, but the Gothenburg had seen it twice. So you know that Kearney Catholic was probably going to run it.
Oh, my. Bring out the change. You got to get down on your knee, and Kearney Catholic will get the first down.
It's like by a football chain link, Doug. It wasn't by much. Conley didn't seem like he had much at all. Maybe stretched the ball more another inch. A generous spot there, and the Stars get a big break there. It's going to be first and goal from the 6.
Trailing 7-5 with 4:45 and counting. Here in the third quarter of play, with the Stars ball on the right hash, will send out to the right Harrison Pierce. Holtmeyer will be in the slot left. Now Pierce is going to go to the left side, lined up on the wrong side to begin with. Howe in motion, option to that side. Conley wants to keep it. They lay a block for him. He breaks a tackle at the 6, gets to the 4, and gets to the 3 before he is brought down. So a gain of 3, the tackle made there by Trenton Long. It'll be second and goal Stars at the Gothenburg 3, but there is nothing easy on the ground in this Case IH red zone for the Kearney Catholic Stars.
No, I had a big wall set up on the left side here, and he got all the blocks, but Gothenburg just kept pushing him, so Conley only got 3 yards. That was his 20 carry, though, of the night, Doug, 97 yards. So he's almost at the century mark.
I think you can tell that the Stars film has really been graded well here by Gothenburg. Quick snap by the Stars. Howe starts left. He's spun, still on his feet, fighting for that goal line, and he'll be brought down short. Gothenburg had him stood up for no gain, but they couldn't bring him down, and Howe was able to pick up a yard. It'll be third and goal at the 2. Stars have not tried to do anything as far as fooling anybody going to the air. They went up the middle, they went to the outside, and Gothenburg has been there. They know the tendency of the Stars here in Week 8.
Here's where you'd like to have Masker. Kind of get the option. Are you going to go with Masker or Connolly? Here you kind of go, it's probably going to be Connolly, and if Howe beats us, he beats us.
Masker knocked out of the first series here of this half. Howe comes out of the empty backfield, third and goal at the 2. Here's a quarterback keeper trying to get outside, and Connolly has no chance. There is too much of number 53, Tanner Borchardt. He is a man out there, 6'8", 270. Conley loses yards on the play back to the 4, and now Kearney Catholic has no option but to bring out the field goal team. And it's going to be Chase Murphy who made the 32-yarder to cap the first drive. This time he is going to try what should be about a 21-yard field goal. In fact, it's not even going to be that far. They're not going to snap it that deep. Here's the snap. It's down. Murphy's kick is plenty long, and it is good. So Kearney Catholic has taken the lead with 2:26 to go here in the third quarter of play. And it's Kearney Catholic 8 and Gothenburg 7. We'll be back with more high school football in a minute on Classic Hits.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, Kearney Catholic, two field goals and a safety, have an 8-7 lead over Gothenburg. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel. Stars move the ball again, but give great credit to Gothenburg. Really, seven plays inside the 6-yard line or the 7-yard line for Kearney Catholic, and they never got closer than the two, Jeff.
Yeah, it was a beautiful drive by Kearney Catholic. 6 minutes, 10 seconds unofficially. The 19-yard field goal by Murphy. 65 yards total drives, 8-7 now in the lead. But Kearney Catholic, if you were there, you probably would have wanted to got into the end zone. But like Kearney or Gothenburg just kind of ratcheted up, put in that goal line defense, and just put up a brick wall. Connolly couldn't break it. Howe couldn't break it. So Murphy does put the Stars up ahead, though, with the field goal, 8-7.
And that brings you back to the end of the second quarter. And Gothenburg electing not to go for a two-point conversion when they took the 6-5 lead. And again, that'll become moot if they can get anywhere close to the red zone again, because Long can make the field goals as Bushcutter hits a squib kick that rolls along at the 30, and Gothenburg falls on it at the 27-yard line, and that's where they will have it, first down and 10. So Gothenburg takes over. They've already had to punt it a couple of times here in the third quarter, and they now find themselves trailing by a score of 8-7. A very unusual game for Kearney Catholic. Even when they get beat, they usually put some points on the board.
Yeah, if you just look at the scoreboard, 8-7, you think a couple scores here, but Kearney Catholic's done it unconventionally. Two field goals and a safety, so the defense is going to try and maybe get a turnover here or just force Gothenburg to get it back. So Gothenburg with that wishbone attack had a nice drive last time and just short of a touchdown.
First down and 10 here for the Swedes. They will get it in the hands of Graham. He'll turn it and hand it off to Roy Slack, fighting for some yards. They haven't blown the play dead. He stood up at the 32, and finally they will blow that play dead. And a little slow to get up off the ground is going to be Tyler Baker. And one of the things you got to look at, Jeff, when they don't blow the play dead on something like that, all of a sudden then they blow the whistle and somebody makes a late hit. And that's what you don't want to get a penalty. But you don't want to get an injury, but you don't want to get the penalty. And I see that time and time again when they take a while to blow the whistle. Well, okay, I got to get in there and do something. Then all of a sudden there comes a 15-yarder. And it's on both sides. So we'll see what happens after that 4-yard gain, second down and 6. Staying out of the wishbone attack. Graham fakes the toss, turn and hands it off. The ball's fumbled in the backfield, and Kearney Catholic has covered it. Kearney Catholic looks like they've got the ball at the 28-yard line as it slid out of Wolf's hands. Still no indication, as there's some fighting at the bottom of that pile, and it looks like Gothenburg will not get the ball. Gothenburg may have come out of there with it, but Kearney Catholic covers the ball. Jack Graham was among those in there to try and cover that football. So the first turnover of the night, and the Stars will take over at the 28-yard line of Gothenburg.
And we just said Gothenburg, y'all, what you want to do here is to try to avoid the turnover, and that's exactly what they didn't do. It was a poor handoff between the freshman and Wolf, the running back. Just mishandled it. Wolf looked like he might have got back on it, but the Stars wrestled away from him at the bottom of the pile. So Kearney Catholic with another good start for their drive in the Swedes territory, Doug.
Dennis Cabanting will recover the fumble for Kearney Catholic. And it's first and 10 at the 27 of the Swedes, leading at 8-7, a minute 34 to go, third quarter. And Conley will give it off to Howe. Big hole up the middle, 25-20. First down, down to the 15 for the Stars. And the Stars trying to really put the hammer down here. And you kind of got to figure, no matter what happens, even if the Stars can get in the end zone, it'll still be a one-possession game for Gothenburg. But now, for the first time, they look a little beat up. They've had a couple of guys grabbing their sides, a little slow to get up. First down and 10. Twins in the backfield now with Thomas Conley. Low snap. Conley gives it off to Jackson. Tries to go on a counter to the right, and he is going to get inside the 15 down to about the 13-yard line. And that's enough to move the chains here about 3 yards, maybe 3.5. We'll call it second down and 7.
Nice job by Howe coming in, and Jackson now just kind of giving Kearney Catholic that second option now that Masker's out and Connolly has had to move back to the quarterback position.
Masker got hurt late in the first half, came out for the first series of the second half, took a hard sack and has not been back. Second and 7 option, Connolly. He's going to have to keep it because his pitchback actually got up ahead of him, turns the corner to about the 10-yard line, and that's where the stack will be made of Gothenburg defenders. And it's going to be third down here in the Case IH Red Zone. When you need parts, service, or some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International in Hastings and Kearney, your Case IH dealer. It's going to be a gain of 3. We'll call it third and a long 3 on what could be the final play here of the quarter. And I'm not sure Kearney Catholic even has to run a play here. If they don't have to, I sure wouldn't. 7 seconds as they come up to the line of scrimmage. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Conley gets them set. Conley takes the snap. They will get it off. He wants to throw back across the middle. Man wide open. Touchdown, Stars. Into the hands of Harrison Pierce. The Stars with a 10-yard touchdown on the final play of the third quarter to take a 14-7 lead. And now the extra point is coming up. And it looks like they'll send out Chase Murphy to try and take an 8-point lead here on the final play of this third quarter. This is a big, big play. You make this extra point, then that forces Gothenburg to go for 2 if they score. And Kearney Catholic has not been automatic with the extra points. Here's Murphy's kick. It's on the way, and it is good. So at the end of 3 quarters of play, Kearney Catholic gets a field goal and then takes advantage of the short field after the combating fumble recovery. It is 15-7, Stars leading Gothenburg here on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you exciting high school sports action, and to Kearney Catholic Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the crew here, who always are hospitable. We go to the fourth quarter. It's now Kearney Catholic 15 and Gothenburg 7. Doug Dude along with Jeff Babel back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth.
And it looked like, Doug, as the clock was going down, you had said that it looked like maybe they weren't going to run a play. Gothenburg didn't look like they were set at all. And Kearney Catholic ran that play that almost went for a big touchdown earlier in the third quarter. And it worked that time. Wide open in the end zone was Harrison Pierce for the score.
Ross Ossendorf and Wolf are sneaking up to try and return this kick. And the ball will bounce right on the sideline. It needs to be covered. Somebody better pick it up. And finally, it is Kotwitz to do so back at the 15-yard line. The Kearney Catholic kicks have been taken by the up men quite a bit, so Gothenburg pushed everybody up to about the 20, and Bushcutter was able to kick it down the sideline, and instead of it going out of bounds like Gothenburg thought it was going to do, it kicked back out on the numbers, and Gothenburg waited until the very last second to cover it, and now they're at their 15, so field position has been a big part of tonight's game, and the Stars leading at 15-7, the Swedes trying to find a way to get this ball going on the first play of the fourth quarter. They'll send their ends, one wide right, one left. Now motioning out of the backfield is Kotwitz. And the quarterback, Graham, will turn and hand it off up the middle to the 20, to the 21-yard line for a gain of six. And Wolf will pick up some more positive yardage here for the Swedes.
Yeah, nice playoff tackle here to the left side, and Wolf just stayed with his blocker, lowered his shoulder, got six hard yards. They're going to need to get going here, though, Doug. Fourth quarter, they're down a score, still plenty of time, but you got to get a little bit of urgency going here, I think.
Don't rush things and come up with a fumble like you did last time. You just want to grind this one out. Same play as they send Witz out of the backfield and a little draw up the middle. Not much doing there for Zach Wolf. He'll dive forward for a couple. And it'll bring up third down and two.
Third down and two here deep in Gothenburg territory. Going to be a big third down because you want to convert here and keep your drive going. You don't want to give Kearney Catholic the ball back after that nice drive they just had. So big third down and three from the 22 for the Swedes. We'll see what they dial up in the play call.
Gothenburg really needs a first down. Have they even had a first down in this half, Jeff?
Not yet, no.
Third down and three. It's going to be an option. Graham makes the late pitch out to the right side, trying to get to the corner as Blake Ristine, and Ristine is not going to get the first down. Kearney Catholic again, great pursuit over there. James, Graham, and company, and James is getting up hobbling. He's calling for a replacement, and Harrison Pierce will come in. It'll be fourth down and two, and Gothenburg's going to have to punt it. And so for all the grit and weight that they've got up front, Gothenburg sure has not been able to grind out first downs.
No, three and out. Then they had the fumble and another three and out here, Doug. So Gothenburg's second half, so far, nothing going.
Zero first downs for the Swedes in the second half of play, and they'll punt it away from their own 22 on fourth down and a couple. Kearney Catholic again sets up for the return. Long this one, really bombs it. And it's over Holtmeyer's head. It bounces. He's just going to let it go, and it's down at the 25-yard line. That's a 53-yard punt and no return. We talked about Long just kind of popping it up in the air. They wanted to change field position right there, and that is what extra or special teams can do for you. Long, a 53-yard punt that will end up at the 26 officially of Kearney Catholic. And again, I believe their worst starting field position of the night right here. But they lead it 15-7 with 9:51 to go in the game.
Yeah, they had their worst field position a couple drives ago, and they went down there and got some points out of that. So we'll see if they do it here for Kearney Catholic. But nice job switching the field for Long for Kearney, or for Gothenburg on that big punt.
So now can the Swedes take advantage with a good defensive stand here? On an inside trap, there is going to be nothing there. How about the play of Tanner Borkhart? The amount of offers that this kid has got to be getting as Jackson was lined up in the left slot and nothing to do as he came over right tackle because the big boys have been there all night long. It's going to be a gain of about a half a yard. I'm going to say it's still second down and 10. Conley now comes out of the shotgun, stack left and right. Howe is in the backfield. They give it to him up the middle. A little crease to the 30, and he squeaks his way out to about the 32-yard line. Going to gain about 5.5. It'll be third down and about 4.
Yeah, nice job by Howe. The previous play, Tanner Borkhart, the big 6'8", 270-pound junior, showing his big grit. So not quite able to corral him that time. So it should be third down and about 4 here, Doug. So Kearney Catholic going to try and move the chains and keep the clock rolling here in about early fourth quarter still.
Under the shotgun watch of Conley, he fakes it. He wants to go naked bootleg, nowhere to go left, reverses his field right, makes one man miss. Borkhart dives forward for what he can get, but he's going to lose about 4 or 5 yards on the play, and it's three and out and a punting situation. Can Holtmeyer get one himself just like Long did for Gothenburg? So the Swedes do exactly what they need to do. And back to return the punt will be Ross Ossendorf. He'll stand at about his own 37-yard line. 15-7, Kearney Catholic, 8-10 to go in the game. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Cozad, and Elm Creek. Waiting the snap, using as much time as they can. Holtmeyer patient, waiting for the five count. Now here comes the snap. No rush at all. Holtmeyer gets a nice high kick. It's returnable, taken at the 38-yard line. Ossendorf to his right, and he's going to be brought down at the 41-yard line. First man there was Jackson, and he'll get credit for the tackle. But considering the way the things have went tonight, Gothenburg with one of their best starting field positions of the entire evening at their own 42-yard line, trailing 15-7. Taking a look quickly at some other scores. In the fourth quarter, Adams Central leading St. Paul 49-7. Ord leading O'Neill 21-0. That also in the fourth quarter of play. Scores brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. We'll look at C2 here in a minute. Right now, it is first down for the Swedes. Double tight end. Graham under center. He's going to pitch it and follow his blockers out here. Is going to be Zach Wolf. Breaks a tackle, stiff arms, and he's into the secondary. 45-40, makes another man miss, 35-30. Back up inside the numbers, 25-20, and down to the 15-yard line. Zach Wolf with the greatest run of the night. A huge, huge run for Zach Wolf, which almost doubles their yardage tonight. All the way down to the 15-yard line. That is a gain of 53 yards.
Beautiful
run. 43 yards, excuse me.
Beautiful run here by Wolf. He just came to the sideline. Had one guy on the sideline, kind of just barreled into him. Then he cut back up into the field. Then had another guy, and he just kept cutting back, and cut all the way down to the 15-yard line into the Case IH red zone.
Breaking numerous tackles, and now Dawson Graham, the freshman quarterback, will turn. They'll give it to Wolf again off the left side. He's got a little bit of a seam, enough to get inside the 11, just short of the 10-yard line. Combating in on the tackle for the Stars. But Kearney Catholic was able to find a little something as the game moved along where they could run the ball. And now the last series, out of nowhere, Gothenburg has made a switch. And they are blowing things up on the left side of the line. And over there, you have got Dalton Sullivan as the end. They have moved all the way out to the left tackle, Tanner Borkhart, and they're running behind him. In motion out of the backfield is going to be Ossendorf. And it's Graham back to pass, looking for Ossendorf. He's covered, so Graham's going to have to try and throw it away. He throws it underneath, and the ball is incomplete. Trying to squeeze underneath there was Ossendorf, I believe, or was that Kotwitz over there that came back underneath as Ossendorf was well covered out of the backfield. Nonetheless, it's incomplete. It's third down and six at the Star 11. With 6:31 to go in the game.
Nice job by Tyler Baker for the Swedes, pulling out there, helping his quarterback on that design rollout, and just under threw him there. Going to be incomplete, so third down and six here for the Swedes.
They can get a first down at the five, back to the power wishbone. Dawson Graham, the quarterback. Again, they sent Ossendorf in motion. They'll go with a counter play, fake it, and roll out to the right again. Graham, all by himself, breaks the tackle, dives for the first down marker, gets stood up right at the first down marker after he was being pursued by Jack Graham in the backfield. He wanted to throw it, but again, Kearney Catholic wasn't fooled, but he's able to get a lot of positive yardage out of the play, and it looks like they're going to mark him just short of the first down. It's fourth and a half a yard. He needs to get to the five. He's at the five and a half.
Nice job, though, by the freshman. They ran that fake to the right side on that counter, and he kept the ball, and he made about a one-yard gain into a five-yard gain. So fourth down and one for the Swedes. Nice job there by the freshman Graham, Dawson Graham, the quarterback, the 5'9", 155-pounder.
I thought maybe they'd put slack in the backfield, but they did not. They're actually going to go with a timeout here with 6:20 to go in the ball game. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. See Joe today for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 6:20 to go in the game. It is Kearney Catholic 15 and Gothenburg 7. Fourth and a half a yard at the Star 6 when we come back.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Doug Duda and Jeff Babel back with you here at Miles Field on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Big, big play coming up from Gothenburg after a 43-yard run from Zach Wolf. Got him into the Case IH red zone. Now Gothenburg faces fourth down, and now in that backfield, there's Roy Slack. See if he gets the ball. Fourth and a half yard at the six. Long count, trying to draw the Stars off. It's not working, so they take it. They turn Wolf hole over the left side. First down. He's inside the two. First and goal. Power left side. Zach Wolf, a gain of four. It'll be first and goal at the one. Give him a gain, I guess, officially of four. He's just outside the one. And we have had some big-time hitting going on down inside this 10-yard line to the north end zone.
Yeah, and it's just been that north end zone. Kearney Catholic, the last few times, the Gothenburg defense has held him, and now the Stars hoping to do the same to keep the Swedes out of the end zone and keep this ball game.
First and goal just outside the one. Graham, quarterback sneak off the left side. He is going to be inside the one, but he is going to be short. It'll be second and goal at the half-yard line. The freshman, Dawson Graham, again, following the big boys on the left side of the line in Borkhart and company. And Coach Hakey wants to know how close are they. They try to signal it over there, and I would not doubt that we see the same exact play as they rush into the huddle here with time ticking away, 5:30 to go. Remember, not only do they need a touchdown, but a two-point conversion. Dawson Graham under center. Kearney Catholic crowns the line. Turn, handoff, Wolf. He tries to leap in there, and he's in. Touchdown. On the first initial jump, he jumped right onto the back of his own teammate and didn't get in. And then when he came down to the ground, he leapt again, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. 15-13 with a two-point conversion coming up.
Yeah, nice job there by Wolf. Initially, it looked like he wasn't going to get in. Just kept going and going and going and across the goal line. And another try to get Kearney Catholic on the hard count didn't work. And the Swedes find the end zone. Two-point conversion here coming up. And it's like we got a timeout maybe?
Yeah, the officials, a timeout here. You get to choose where you want to place the ball for the two-point conversion. And Gothenburg says, we want to put it on the left hash. We don't want it in the middle of the football field. They want to put it on the left hash to go for two and a tie with just over 5 minutes to go in the football game. No wideouts, double tight end, wishbone look here. Dawson Graham under center. Again, he sends Osterhaus out of the backfield, turns, rolls that way, wants to throw it. Graham under pressure, tucks it up, runs, dives in for the two-point conversion. And we are tied with 5:17 to go in the football game. Kearney Catholic 15, Gothenburg 15. Here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gothenburg, and Cozad.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks and Jeff Babel, Doug Duda back with you here at Miles Field, where nothing has been decided yet. 5:17 to go in the game. An unusual score, but it is all tied up. 15-15, Kearney Catholic. A touchdown and an extra point. Two field goals and a safety. Gothenburg, two touchdowns, and then they had to go for two here to tie it up. And they're able to do it, Jeff.
15-15, we kind of expected this. A lot of teams that are close to each other in power points, close to each other just man for man. We got there unconventionally, but we're here, and we've got 5 minutes left to decide this. We might have to go to overtime, but we're going to try and decide it here in the next 5 minutes.
Couple of big plays is all Gothenburg has hung their hat on, but it's enough to be tied, and the boot is away by Long. It's high, and it'll be returnable, taken at the 6-yard line up the middle of the football field. 10, 15, 20, 25, and out to the 30-yard line will be the speedy Bryce James, and that's where the Stars will take over. But the passing game has been virtually non-existent for Kearney Catholic since the first quarter.
Yeah, they started off 3-5, Doug, and then they have two incompletions, but they did get that touchdown pass, though, to Pierce. So it has been working a little bit, but like you said, not very well. So Kearney Catholic, without Masker, seems to just be going run here, and Gothenburg might be starting to key on that a little bit.
And again, Kearney Catholic really didn't have a lot of big plays. We've seen one big play by Gothenburg. That 43-yard run by Wolf, he eventually scores. They got help from a horse collar earlier. Kearney Catholic got help from a penalty, and they took advantage. So first down and 10, and again, Masker's been out virtually the whole half. Connolly turns and hands it to Howe. He fights off right guard for about 4 yards, maybe three. He's going to get to the 34. It'll be second down and 7. Kearney Catholic has all of their timeouts. The key here is at least try to get, two timeouts.
Yeah.
Kearney Catholic has, they had to use one on that fourth down conversion. Each team converting a fourth and short before the touchdown here in the fourth quarter. Twins left about 8 yards deep in the backfield is Howe, and they'll turn and hand it off to him off the left side. He crashes across the 35, makes the pile move all the way out to the 39-yard line. Kearney Catholic wants to get at least a first down or two if they have to give the ball back to Gothenburg, so they don't have a whole lot of time remaining. It'll be third down and a long two with 4:15 and counting in a 15-15 tie. Stars at their own 39-yard line. Again, Connolly quarterbacking after the injury to Masker on the first series of the third quarter. You've got Twins to the left. Stars a little late here, getting to an unbalanced line. Connolly, he wants to keep it right up the middle. First down, 45, 48, 49-yard line. Just hard power running. They unbalanced it to the left side. He came to the weak side off right guard. And it is a first down and 10 after a 10-yard gain by Thomas Connolly, who earlier tonight went over 1,000 yards rushing for the season.
And with that one, he went over 100 for the game, 102 now for Connolly. And going back to Howe. Howe, 10 carries for 44 yards, so 4.5 per carry for Howe coming in.
3:45 left. They're at midfield, handing off to Max Field, and there's Howe crashing into Gothenburg territory at the 47-yard line. Again, if you're thinking a field goal attempt for Kearney Catholic, anything over 35 yards is a real crapshoot, so you got to get that ball inside the 20 if you're hoping to at least get a swing on the field goal. And Chase Murphy has hit 2 tonight. Grant Bushcutter hit 3 last week. The clock continues to run after the ball spotted for play. 3:15 to go at the Gothenburg 47. We're all knotted at 15. Connolly out of the shotgun. He's going to keep it this time. Fake left, start right, then back up over his center inside the 45 and down to the 42. Going to gain about 5 more, and that'll bring up third down and short. Just a little over a yard to go here for the Stars. Gothenburg has been really good defensively in short yardage situations. And they're actually going to bring the chains out to measure. This isn't even close if they're going to bring the chains out. And if I'm wrong, well, then I'm wrong. But we've had a couple measurements tonight, Jeff, that have went down to like a chain link. The white hat actually has to get down and look at it. But this one, from where it sits on the far sideline, looks like they're at least a half yard short.
Yeah, and I wonder if this was maybe requested by Coach Dave Colling just so he can get the play call, you know, get a mini timeout here, get talk to his guys here. This looks pretty like a yard short at least here. Yeah.
Well, short. Third down, though. Clock stopped with 3:04. It gives both teams a chance to kind of regroup a little bit. Don't forget, at the end of the football game, it's the Misco Sports postgame show, followed by the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Merritt Lawson, Tyson Havronic will be running down the scores from tonight, a heavy night in C&D. And then we'll be back with you tomorrow for A and B action. Kennesaw XL here on Classic Hits, Kearney High North Platte on ESPN 1460. Looks like Conley's going to line up under center. His tight end to the right side is Sam Moore. They do have a twin stack to the left, and Howe in the backfield. And it'll be Conley turning, giving it to Howe, and he has stood up. No first down, driving the pile backwards. Once again is Borkhart, but give credit to Dylan Folkers. Folkers is the one that drove his man back, and that is a loss of a yard, and it is going to be fourth and a couple. And so it looks like you're moving the ball down the field. And Kearney Catholic now has sent in the punt unit. And a couple of the kids with their hands out to the side a little disappointed. But, boy, if you don't get it, Gothenburg doesn't have to move it very far to get a chance at a field goal. So 2:20 to go. And now let's see if the Stars can get off a good kick or if Holtmeyer just kind of punts this out of bounds so that there is no chance to return it for Ross Ossendorf. Still letting the clock run down. 2:10 is the snap. It's low. Here comes some pressure, and there will be a no flag. They're going to say that the punt was tipped. I think he's looking at things. I wouldn't have thrown the flag anyway. It looked like the rusher, Adam Speck, and Borkhart slid under Holtmeyer, who was smart enough to fall on his fanny. I don't think that ball was tipped, but it was not warranted of a penalty either. Nonetheless, it's a great punt, and it's going to be inside the 7-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 5, and Gothenburg will have the ball with 2:01 to go in the game. We're tied at 15 here on Classic Hits, and the timeout situation for Gothenburg, they have 1 remaining.
Yeah, nice job again by the Kearney Catholic punter, Holtmeyer, just pinning him. Third time he's pinned him inside the 5.
So what will Gothenburg decide to do? They're going to bring Dawson Graham under center and again send a man out of the backfield and turn, and Graham is just going to keep it himself, try to get to the right corner, and he's going to be tackled as he got across the 10-yard line. And if they tackled him out of bounds, that is beneficial to Kearney Catholic. It stops the clock with 1:55 to go. 5-yard gain on the play. They'll mark it at the 10 as Kotwitz was out there in motion to lay the block. You don't want to run out of bounds in that situation, though, Jeff, because if you don't get the first down, Kearney Catholic would still have time.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic still got 2 timeouts, so that would have just been a free timeout. And Kearney Catholic can hold them, maybe 3-ing them out here. Kearney Catholic would have just over a minute to go 50 yards about.
Same play, Kotwitz in motion. This time the ball's fumbled, and it's loose in the backfield. Kearney Catholic says they have it, and they do. The Stars have recovered a fumble.
Wow.
And causing the play is Dennis Kabanting again. Second recovered fumble here in the second half, and it's disaster inside the Swede 10-yard line at the 9.
I wonder, was that on the exchange, or was that a fumble snap? Because you would think Graham, you know, he's just a freshman, maybe just tried a little too much there and just missed the handoff. And so they're going to turn the ball over. Stars going to have first and goal from the 7 here. So huge play by the Stars. Not what you wanted if the Swedes. That's a kind of a backbreaker here. If anything, you want to hold them, maybe get a field goal out of it.
1:50 to go. And remember, Gothenburg only has 1 timeout. Stars will hustle out here. First and goal at the 7. This has been a trouble area. Turn and hand it to Howe off the right side. Follows his blockers to the 5. And Gothenburg will not use a timeout here. Let the clock roll. And most of the time, this is a guaranteed win, but the way things have went special teams-wise, nothing is guaranteed right now for the Stars. They have created the opportunity with Cabanning up there. Second and goal at the 5. They'll put Conley under center. Howe in the backfield. Give it to Nate. Off the right side. He's got a little bit of a hole. He gets inside the 2, but they're going to say his knee is down. Stars were celebrating as they really tried to jar him at the 5, and when they got so low, he just kind of jumped over the top of them, and he got a pretty good spot inside the 1. 1 minute to go. Third and goal at the 1. Howe takes it 4 yards on the play. Stars will now definitely use as much time as they can, but a big play here for the Swedes to try and keep the Stars out of the end zone. Conley, oh, and the Stars lines move. It was going to be a quarterback sneak over the left side. And that's a 5-yard killer penalty. Move it ball back just outside the 5. Now, again, Howe just had a nice run the previous play that got him 4. But if Kearney Catholic doesn't get in, you have to kick the field goal. And we have 46 seconds remaining, and they will wind the clock. Let's see if – so that really kind of kills Gothenburg, because Kearney Catholic can now run another 20 seconds off. Gothenburg would have had some time. The Stars are going to put Twins out to the left side here. And now Kearney Catholic wants to make sure they get the right call. They will call a timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. So a golden opportunity, but Nothing has come easy the last 3 weeks for the Stars. 31 seconds remaining in the game. It's 15-15 Gothenburg Kearney Catholic. Third and goal just outside the 5-yard line for the Stars. And we'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, the game could come down to this play. Gothenburg has to try and force Kearney Catholic to convert on fourth down. It's third and goal just outside the Swede 5. 15-15, 31 seconds to go. Holtmeyer standing behind Derek Jackson, wide out to the right. They're going to put Conley in the shotgun with Nate Howe flanked to his right. Now Howe comes out of the backfield in motion. It's going to be a quarterback keeper all the way. Conley over the left side, not going to get there. The Stars decided what they're going to do is see if that'll work and then bring in the field goal unit. A gain of 2 at the 4. It'll be a 21-yard field goal. Last time they didn't snap it the full distance, so it was a 19-yarder. And Gothenburg is going to use their final timeout right here to try and leave a little time on the clock in case the field goal is good. 22 seconds to go here at Miles Field. 15-15, and Gothenburg has to hope that Kearney Catholic misses the field goal. And Jeff Babel, they have missed more than a couple of extra points this year, and this is basically the extra point yardage.
And it's just like an extra point, but when it's tie ball game with 22 seconds to go in the fourth quarter and the game on the line, it feels like more than an extra point. It feels like a 45-yarder. Whether they send out Murphy or Bushcutter, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a big kick. If you're Gothenburg, just try and get your hands up, block that kick. If you're Kearney Catholic, just hold the block. Just hold it long enough so Bushcutter or Murphy can get it off. And
it's going to be Murphy. He's hit 2 tonight, a 32-yarder and a 19-yarder. The one crime you can't make if you're Gothenburg is don't rough the kicker just in case he does miss it. You want to get in there and block it, but we saw it earlier this year with Fillmore Central and Minden as they line up to go for it. A 21-yarder to win it for Murphy. Snap good, placement good. The kick is on the way, and it is no good, wide left. And there are no flags on the field. I told you nothing's guaranteed. The Stars recover a fumble at the Gothenburg 7 and get 0. And we are most likely headed for overtime. Gothenburg will come out, most likely take a knee, and get to overtime. And again, in a game, we talked about it the first half, basically dominated by Kearney Catholic. Pretty even in the second half, although Gothenburg didn't even have a first down until Wolf broke that 43-yard run to set up their only touchdown of the second half. And now Gothenburg going to come up in the victory formation, and we're going to have our first overtime game of the year and the second overtime game of the year for Kearney Catholic. Last time they were at home, fell to Cozad, and Gothenburg will take the knee, and we are headed to overtime. Kearney Catholic 15, Gothenburg 15. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits.
The wind is starting to blow. The leaves are starting to fall. Chill is in the air. Change. It's good for us. A change of vehicles would be good for you, too. Stop into Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg and let us get you changed into a different vehicle, whether it be a brand new Chevrolet or Buick, car, truck, or SUV. We will make you a great deal to get you changed into something new. Remember, a change is good. Make your change at Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraskaland National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraskaland National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Well, the captains will come together for a flip of the coin. While they do that, The Visco Sports postgame show coming up when we get done in the World Series. They're in the top of the seventh. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Cardinals 1, currently airing on ESPN 1460. Top of the seventh, Red Sox lead the Cardinals 2-1. And in the NFL, 6:30 to go in the third quarter. It's Carolina 21 and Tampa Bay 6. Earlier tonight, the Kearney Catholic volleyball team was a winner in four sets over Holdridge. Taking a look at some of the scores from the Valentino's scoreboard, most of these in the fourth quarter. It's Columbus Lakeview leading Columbus SCOTUS 14-13. Ord over O'Neill 21-0. Finals, Shattern beat Valentine. Adams Central 49-7 over St. Paul. Broken Bow beat Ainsworth 40-7. In C2, it is Donovan Trumbull. They were all over Ravenna at last check. No update in the second half. St. Cecilia beat Thayer Central 40-0. Sutton beat Superior 50-7. And now the captains have come together here for the overtime coin toss. I guess the good thing for Kearney Catholic, they've been in this situation. You so very few times get into overtime, and you get the ball at the 10-yard line. Each team will get a crack at the 10. And we'll go from there. Gothenburg's closest game this year was the 3-0 win over Broken Bow. And the thing about both of these teams is that they can make the field goal, but a lot better chance for Gothenburg to make the field goal than Kearney Catholic as we get ready for the overtime period. Lawrence Nelson leading Amherst 22-14 in the fourth quarter. Bertrand beat Eustace Farnham 46-22. Loomis beat SEM 50-14. Overton crushed Alma 67-6 in high school football action tonight. If you've got a score from around the area, please give us a call at 236-9900, and we'll get it on, plus the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. So recapping what happened here in the fourth quarter of play, it came down to a 21-yard missed field goal after Gothenburg fumbled the football away. And the Stars missed the field goal. It's 15-15 after that fumble at the 7-yard line. And Jeff, looks like Gothenburg gets the ball first.
Yeah, and they were going to keep trying their momentum. They didn't have anything going early in the third quarter, Doug. Three and out. Then they had that nice, huge, sustained drive. So Gothenburg with kind of the momentum offensively. Kearney Catholic had the momentum, then they had the chance for the game-winning field goal, so their spirits might be down a little bit right now. So Gothenburg going to try and keep them down and get in the end zone right away.
Kearney Catholic made two field goals, missed one. They've got a safety and one touchdown. Two touchdowns and a two-point conversion for Gothenburg. Looks like Kearney Catholic, Gothenburg did win the toss, and you want to go second. So Kearney Catholic will go first here from the 10-yard line, and this has been the Grand Canyon for them. They have not been able to cross it much tonight. Holtmeyer wide right, Jackson left, Conley the quarterback after Masker's injury. Howe the running back. It's going to be a counter off the left side. Conley finds a little bit of a seam down to the 7-yard line. Second down and goal.
And you would love to have Masker in this situation just to have that other option. And Connolly just trying to do it all himself. Design quarterback keeper there. Got 3 yards. Second and 7.
Connolly did complete a 10-yard touchdown pass to Harrison Pierce on the final play of the third quarter. And that has been really the only positive passing yards the Stars have had in the second half. Now they bring Twins to the right side. Option that way. Want to keep it? It's Conley. Has room to the 5. Breaks a tackle. Gets to the pylon. Touchdown, Kearney Catholic. That's the first time we've seen that play tonight. Thomas Conley, instead of cutting it up on the option, just kind of ran veer all the way out to the numbers and broke a tackle at the 4 and hit the pylon with the football so the Stars get on the board. And now, just missed a field goal from this distance. You got to make the extra point. 21-15, Kearney Catholic.
Nice, huge run by Connolly. 7 yards out. Just kind of, you saw in his run, it was just kind of like, I'm going to find this end zone no matter what, no matter if I have to just grip my teeth and break a brick wall to get there.
Here's the extra point. It's blocked. It is blocked. Coming through to block the extra point is Blake Ristein. And opening up the hole was Dalton Sylvan. And so it is Kearney Catholic 21, Gothenburg 15. The Swedes will have to score, And if they do, a conversion would give them the come-from-behind win. We'll see what the Swedes do after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, Kearney Catholic didn't score in overtime against Cozad. They did here. Now Gothenburg needing a touchdown to tie and a conversion to win. The quarterback, Dawson Graham, sets him down in the wishbone formation. Long count. Graham turns, hands it to Wolf off the left side. He's grabbed. He works his way to the 9 to about the 8-yard line. Kind of a jersey tackle that time by Catholic. Nick Dowling and Cabanning was in there. We'll give him a gain of yard and a half, second between the 8 and 9. They score. Gothenburg's got a 90% chance to win. They got to get in, though. Second and goal, just outside the 8. Wishbone set again. Graham turns, toss, sweep. Wolf trying to get to the outside. Follows his blocker, gets hit, gets stood up, gets driven backwards. Got to about the 7. It'll be third down and goal. He had his running backs out in front of him that time, Jeff. They actually gave it to Wolf, the last man to the bone. And Kearney Catholic was able to fight through the blocks and get to him.
Oh, yeah, there was about 8 or 9 Kearney Catholic yellow helmets there on the ball. So nice job of Kearney Catholic not letting Wolf get more than 2 yards. So 2 cracks at it now for Gothenburg to try and score.
At the 7, do they try to go to the air here, or do they run it and see what happens? Ball on the far hash. Graham will send out of the backfield Ross Ossendorf. And here comes the roll to the right. Want to throw back against the grain. It's complete. Breaking 1 tackle at the 5 to the 3, but not getting in. Holding his position out there was Creighton Hammock as they threw a backside screen. And it'll be 4th down and goal at the 2.
Tried to trick Kearney Catholic there to come this way with the run. It was actually going to be a bootleg to the left, and the running back had it. Just got just close to the goal line, so 4th down and 2. This is the ball game right here.
21-15, Kearney Catholic. We're in overtime. The Stars had the extra point blocked. And right here, Gothenburg wants to make sure they get it right, so they will burn their time out. Kearney Catholic scored on 2 runs by the quarterback. Thomas Conley scored from 7 yards out after Howe got 3 on 1st down. Here, 2 runs, and then the throwback screen pass to Blake Ristine, who broke a tackle, but Hammock was able to hold on just enough. Ristine got his hand on the ground and dove forward, and it looked like that might be enough to get him in there, but his knee hit at about the 2-yard line, and that's where the ball will be placed right here. So we've had a lot of 4th downs tonight, Jeff, and some converted, some not.
No, and this is the one that you're going to need to convert. And Gothenburg, right now, it's going to be an interesting play call. Are you going to try and run the 2 yards in, or are you going to try, like, probably what I've seen a lot of teams do in this situation is fake and roll to the right because that's your quarterback's strong shoulder. Give him the option to throw the flat if it's there. If it's not, just tuck it and run and try and man up and get those 2 yards yourself. So
as I look at the placement of the ball, it's actually closer to the 1. The side judge was standing at the 2, but they're closer to the 1. So we'll say 4th and goal just outside the 1. Here we go in overtime for Gothenburg. They need it to tie. Dawson Graham sets him down on the wishbone, calls the cadence, turns, hands it to Wolf, left side. He's in for the touchdown, and it comes down to their extra point man, Trenton Long, who's one of the best in C1. 21-21 in overtime. They just did what they do, and that is power football. We knew it coming in, and Gothenburg, although the stat sheet is not going to be overly impressive, they are an extra point kick from senior Trenton Long away from pulling the upset here of the 4th-ranked Stars. Holding the football will be Ross Ossendorf. This is for the Gothenburg win. And there's some movement and a penalty flag. The kick would have been nothing but good, as he did get the kickoff, but there's a 5-yard motion penalty. here on the right side of the Gothenburg line. They took a long time. Usually you try to get up there, set, and go, but Gothenburg hung over the ball a long time, and the right guard and right tackle couldn't hold their stance. This really is going to mean nothing in the long and short of it to Trent Long.
Yeah, he's got a heck of a leg, and right now you just want to have a perfect snap, perfect hold, and perfect kick. If you're Kearney Catholic, just get your hands up as high as you can. Just hopefully you can get a finger on it to deflect it.
And now Kearney Catholic will use their timeout. They weren't going to use it before that first one, it didn't look like, because it got all the way to the snap, and maybe that's what Gothenburg was waiting for. Maybe they just assumed the Stars would call the timeout, but that's not the case. So each team has scored here in overtime, but Kearney Catholic had the extra point blocked by Blake Ristine with a good push in there from Dalton Sylvan to open it up so Ristine could get in there. And now on fourth down, a one-yard run by Zach Wolf, just powering it again. Get behind your big boy, Tanner Borkhart. And that's exactly what they did. When they needed that yard tonight, that's where they went, off the big boys on the left side. And now it's up to Trent Long and holder Skyler Schwart, holder Ross Ostendorf, to win the football game here for Gothenburg. 21-21. The extra point goes through. We're done. If it doesn't, we go to a second out overtime. Ball spotted at the 15. This is a 22-yard extra point attempt right in the middle of the field to end the game. Here it comes. It's down. The kick is away, and the kick is good. No good. No good. It's no good.
Hooked it left, Doug.
The kick is no good. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
And we're going to go to double overtime here on Classic Hits 98.9. That could not have missed by more than a fraction of a foot. And you look at the scores this year, I believe that could be the first missed extra point of the year. If not, it's only the second for Gothenburg. So wide left, we go to a second overtime, and Gothenburg, with the rules, will go right back on offense, and we'll see how it plays out after this timeout.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And on the first play of the second overtime, Wolf's going to power it around the left end, get stood up at about the 7 and thrown out of bounds. And now we've got a penalty flag at the end of the play. Presumably that would be a late hit on the Stars. And it's unsportsmanlike conduct on Kearney Catholic. And that's half the distance to the goal. And that should be an automatic first down. But they are signaling second down on half the distance to the goal. So nonetheless, it is second and goal from the 3-yard line here for Gothenburg. First possession of the second overtime. Wolf again off the left side. He's hit and driven backwards. And the Stars make sure they don't throw him down after the whistle. That time it's Nathan Howe. Nathan Howe came through there and made the stop. And it'll be third down and goal. But they actually, once again, give him positive yardage down to about the 2. So it's third down and goal at the 2-yard line for Gothenburg. Out of the wishbone. Dawson Graham again, no wideouts, quarterback sneak, and he didn't get anywhere. just lays right on top of his center. Going to get about a yard just by sticking the forward back, sticking the football forward. It's going to be fourth and goal at the one, about where they were in the first overtime, Jeff.
Decision time here. Do you take three, or do you just try to go in the end zone?
Well, you just missed an extra point. You go for it.
Yeah.
And they're inside the one. So you either give it to Wolf off the left side or let your freshman quarterback, Dawson Graham, take it off the left side. Again, special teams have been the story in this game. Fourth and half a yard. Dawson Graham under center. Quarterback sneak left side. He goes low, and he's in for a Gothenburg touchdown, 27-21 here in the second overtime. Kearney Catholic missed a field goal with 22 seconds to go from 21 yards away, then had the extra point in overtime blocked. Gothenburg yanked the extra point wide left, and now it's 27-21, and Trent Long ready to make amends for the last kick. And maybe that five-yard penalty did mean something in overtime. I'm going to wait till the official signals to tell you about this kick. Snap a little bit behind the holder. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So in the second overtime, it's Gothenburg 28 and Kearney Catholic 21. We'll be back with the Stars possession right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
All right, Gothenburg 5-2, trying to pull the upset of the fourth-ranked 6-1 Stars, and they've got the lead here in the second overtime, Jeff.
Yeah, you'd be wondering, Gothenburg, after that missed extra point, if they would have just come out, you know, deer in the headlights, excuse me, I couldn't think of the end. But they came back, got the fourth down and one, touchdown run by Graham, so up by one score now. Kearney Catholic's going to try and counter and get in the end zone.
Kearney Catholic right up the middle on their first play, going to get to the five-yard line, so exactly what you want to see. Nathan Howe powers it up. They gave it to him on the first play of the first overtime, got three, and then Conley took it in from seven.
Howe's coming in and doing a nice job. 15 carries for 53 yards for the junior.
Second down and goal for the Stars at the five, under center. They'll turn, hand it to Howe, hit the backfield, breaks the tackle, lunges forward to about the three. All night long, Gothenburg's been bringing pressure right up over the guards. Third and goal at the three, and again, John Masker was knocked out on the first possession of the second half, and Conley has had to handle the quarterback duty since then. Howe has been in as the running back. And they're making Conley now run over to the sideline and back instead of sending somebody in with the play. No huddle. He yells out the play. Everybody checks their armbands. Wide right is Derek Jackson. Slot right is Holt Meyer. Third and goal at the three. Conley out of the shotgun with Howe flanking him to his right, and movement on Kearney Catholic. Movement on the Stars' right guard. And that's on the freshman. Excuse me. Looks like they had to change a jersey out there. So not the freshman. So if it's not Shires, it's not Colby, it's Clinch in there. So they have told us that they had to change jerseys. But now that's a big penalty. Move him back to the 8-yard line. And again, not a lot of success through the air so far with Conley, but he did have the 10-yard pass to Pierce. Same formation, rolling to his right, pop pass into the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Blake Holtmeyer in double overtime. And we will now see what the Stars elect to do. They've missed a 21-yard field goal and had an extra point blocked here at the end. But they are going to send Chase Murphy out to try and send us to a third overtime. And, Jeff, I guess that's probably what I would do, too, because the Stars, 50-50, I'm not sure that there are 50-50 on getting 1-2 yards tonight.
Yeah, I think this is the play call for sure. You have a better chance.
There's the snap. The kick is away. The kick is no good. Wide left, and Gothenburg has won in double overtime, 28-27 over Kearney Catholic, And both teams will end the regular season at 6-2. And the road will be much tougher for the Stars as they enter the C1 playoffs on Thursday. Should still get a home game. But now Gothenburg moves up in the playoff points, and that should help them as well. So Kearney Catholic, their last two home games go to overtime and double overtime, and they end up dropping them both. I know whoever is on the other line for Kearney Catholic next week is not going to want to see their name there. But what a job by Gothenburg tonight, who didn't have the most impressive stats, but they found a way and held on for a 28-27 double overtime win over the Kearney Catholic Stars. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll run down the final stats, have a recap of tonight's game, and stay with us. The CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show is also on the way here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to Miles Field here in Kearney, where we have seen one go to double overtime and nearly to triple overtime. And you kind of feel bad for the kickers here tonight because both had their mistakes in this football game. In double overtime, Gothenburg 28, Kearney Catholic 27. This is the Misco Sports postgame show, keeping you geared up for the games that you have been taking part in for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. With a great selection to choose from, you can get your game on at Misco Sports, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, where the Stars have to now be shaking their heads after rolling to a 5-0 start on this season and then off to a very impressive lead against Cozad, who a lot of people thought was going to come into Kearney and really run all over them with Jake Paulson, and they really didn't. Paulson had a average game, maybe one of the least productive games, even though he went over 115 yards of his season. And Kearney Catholic gave up two long passes in the fourth quarter. It went to overtime, and they eventually lost the ball game 27-20. Here tonight, I don't know that the offense or defense, you could pin it on one thing. They continued to struggle in the Case IH red zone, settling for field goal attempts, and they didn't make them all tonight. They missed an extra point. And you feel bad for Chase Murphy because he's thinking, well, I could have won this football game tonight, but it wasn't on Chase Murphy. Yeah, he's the one that's going to have a little spotlight on him because it came down to that extra point at the end of the football game. But the Stars played solid except for about two drives tonight. One was speared by a 42-yard run for the Gothenburg Swedes by Wolf. And one was aided by a horse collar tackle that got him down inside the 20-yard line for their first touchdown of the ball game. So it's going to be a tough one to swallow. And what's even less fun is because the playoffs are on Thursday, your weekend is going to be watching film and practicing on Saturday and Sunday instead of getting some of that time off. Kearney Catholic falls tonight in double overtime, and congratulations to Craig Hakey and his crew. When you can find a way to grind out a win after a game that maybe wasn't your best offensive output of the year, you're going to take it and have a lot of momentum going into the playoffs, which start on Thursday. Again, Class C and D start next Thursday. A and B will be on Friday. Jeff Babel will have all the final stats for you when we come back on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals stopping today. That's Crossroads Ford. Kearney.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show and the crowd that traveled from Gothenburg celebrating with their football team as the Swedes gut check it out tonight in double overtime, 28-27. With the stats, Jeff Babel.
All right, let's start with the home team, the Stars. They finished, Connolly finished 29 for 119. It eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark tonight. Howe came in once Masker got hurt, kind of let Connolly go to the quarterback. He finished 16 carries for 50. Yards. Jackson had one for three. Masker in the first half carried it nine times for 47 yards. He also was 3 of 5 in the air in the first half. Connolly in the second half, it was 2 for 6 for 18 yards with that big touchdown pass to Harrison Pierce, for Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic finished with 224 rushing yards, 57 through the air, 281 total. And then Gothenburg, taking a look at their guy, the big guy for them, 22 carries for 106. They did have that huge game there by Wolf. He had that 43-yard run, kind of got him, clipsed him over 100 yards. Graham was 9 of 18, the quarterback, and the other guys on the team had 8 carries total for 21 yards. So those were the two main guys for Gothenburg, Wolf and Graham. 145 rushing for the Swedes, 4 of 8 passing for Graham for 30 yards, 175 total yards of offense for Gothenburg. So Kearney Catholic wins it in the total offense category. Gothenburg did win it on the scoreboard.
Well, great job tonight by both the lines. Those are the ones that should not get overshadowed because till the fourth quarter, this was an 8-7 dogfight until the last play of the third quarter when Kearney Catholic finally picked up their first touchdown of the game on the Conley to Pierce 10-yard touchdown pass. And that put them up 15-7 with the extra point. But look at all the conversions that Gothenburg had. Not only did they score, but they needed the two-point conversion. They got it, and that made it 15-15. Gothenburg stopped Kearney Catholic, forced them to punt the football, and it was an excellent punt by Holtmeyer. The ball rolled inside the 10, died at the 7. Two plays later, Gothenburg fumbled the ball. Dennis Cabanning, big game for him tonight. He was in on both of the fumble recoveries tonight for the Stars. But Kearney Catholic couldn't get it into the end zone and then missed the 21-yard field goal. It was wide left, just like the final extra point was wide left. And Stars actually caught a break when their extra point in overtime was blocked. But then Long, who's one of the best kickers around, pulled his extra point. And so both teams missed on their conversion in the first overtime, and it ended up 21-21. Gothenburg took it in, took it four plays, though, on both overtime possessions to get the ball into the end zone, and it was fourth and goal at the one both times. Both times they were able to get it in, and Long did not miss on his second extra point, and that proves to be the difference here tonight. Chase Murphy did have a 32 and a 19-yard field goal earlier in the game, or this game never would have got to overtime to begin with. Kearney Catholic threw in a safety when they were able to tackle running back Zach Wolf in the end zone for the 5-0 lead, 7-10 to go in the second quarter. Then Dawson Graham hit Zach Wolf on a 7-yard touchdown pass right before halftime with 1:08 to go, and that took it 7-5 into halftime. Kearney Catholic then with 2:26 to go in the third quarter, the 19-yard field goal by Chase Murphy made it 8-7. And then after the first turnover of the game, that's when the Kearney Catholic hooked up on the 10-yard touchdown pass to go up 15-7. And then the Zach Wolf 1-yard run after they converted a fourth down, the 2-yard run by two-yard point conversion run by Dawson Graham, 15-15 with 5:17 to go. And we ended up going into double overtime and Gothenburg wins it by one. Coach Dave Colling is coming up for a quick chat. We'll do that after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
The CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show is coming up next here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. But right now, Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling joins us on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. And Coach, let's not go to overtime anymore.
No.
Tough loss for the kids tonight in a game that the score sheet, the stat sheet, is going to say you guys should have won.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it'll be valuable experience down the road here. But, you know, like I told the boys, it's playoff mode now. You lose a close one like this next week, you go home. So, you know, we're going to come to work tomorrow at 4 o'clock and try to fix some things. And, you know, sometimes we're our own worst enemy, you know, out there offensively. When we needed to make plays, we didn't make plays. And take nothing away from Gothenburg. They played a dang good game tonight.
Well, Gothenburg really only had two drives. One, yep, they get a big run on. One was aided by a horse collar tackle after they finally got some good field position. Outside of that, you guys pretty much dominated, and you could tell when you went in at halftime, you controlled the first half and you're behind. You know that maybe some of the same problems that creeped up in the second half out at Chase County carried over to tonight.
Yep, we get down to the red zone, and like I said, we got to shore that up this week. We got to go to work and practice and get our red get our offense clicking. You know, we'd get some penalties in there and take us out of a second and three or whatever, and we can't have that. You just can't have that. You can't leave points on the field like that.
Status of John Masker.
You know, I got to talk to my trainer. I didn't get to talk to him yet. I think he'll be all right. His hand. So we'll evaluate that and see where that is tomorrow morning.
Thomas Conley had a great first quarter running the football. Then there were some adjustments, and they really were able to bring a lot of pressure right up the middle.
They did, and you know, we knew they were going to. But I thought Thomas played a heck of a game. You know, even the quarterback when he was in there, I thought he did a great job. I thought Nathan Howe ran the heck out of the ball. So, like I said, we just needed to get some more points on the scoreboard when we were in the red zone, and we didn't do that tonight.
Obviously, you've been platooning the kickers all year. Grant Bushcutter made three for you, missed an extra point last week. Then tonight, you go with Chase Murphy. Is it something that they do in practice, or what's the decision there?
And that was just a decision made, and Grant was kicking the ball very well this week as far as kickoffs, and so we decided to go with Grant on kickoffs, and Chase Murphy was kicking the heck out of the ball, and so both guys are really good kickers. So it was a decision made, and I'll stick by that decision. Chase will be all right, and just unfortunate didn't get that one last one in.
Well, as we said, he made the first two, or we wouldn't have been there in the first place.
Correct, so.
You move forward now, and I guess, as I said here in the post game, this just probably means you might get to see one more tough opponent instead of maybe a cupcake early on. The first round will be a little tougher, and the second round will probably be a lot tougher than if you had won the football game tonight. Is there something you already know that you're – besides, I mean, we know you got to get better in the red zone. Is there one thing that you already know going before you look at the film that – you know that you're going to work on in practice?
You know, I know we got to work on red zone offense. That's one thing we'll hit early in the week. And like I said, you know, I believe in these guys. And so they're going to right the ship. And we'll come together as a team. You know, we always talk about being a family. And we're going to come to work tomorrow, and we're going to shore this thing up. And I have all the confidence in the world in our guys.
Last minute with Coach Dave Colling here. Again, when you end up on the wrong side of a score like this, it seems to be all gloom and doom. Dennis Cabanning, big game. Nathan Howe, both sides, he came in, did a great job of carrying the load when you needed him at running back as well.
Yeah, he did a great, I mean, just an absolute great job. And like I said, you know, we're a young team, and so something like this, yeah, it's doom and gloom, you know, right now. But, you know, I think we'll find some bright spots in film tomorrow. And like I said, great experience for the kids here. You know, if you look at the bright side going down the road, you know, if we get into a game like this again, you know, maybe, hey, the scoreboard's flipped, and it's because of this game that happens.
Well, the fans had fun.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear them, but yeah, it was, like I said, tough on the kids, but, you know, I believe in them. They'll come around.
Well, let's start another winning streak next week, Dave. Thanks, as always, for the time. A great regular season. I mean, man, you're two plays away from being undefeated. Yep, that's one thing to look at. So nobody wants to play you guys next week. We'll see who it is.
Doug, thank you for the having us up here. Man.
You bet, buddy. Take care.
Thanks.
Dave Colling, head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They come up short. Close, double overtime game here tonight, 28-27 to Gothenburg. That's going to wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, and our wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau of Kearney. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy, saving you money and giving you peace of mind, knowing what you work and play hard for is taken care of. So call today for a free quote, Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda saying stay tuned as we send you back to the Classic Hit Studios for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. This has been the Misco Sports Postgame Show. From their storefront location in Ord, they continue to serve all of Central Nebraska and the Lou Platt Conference with the best equipment you will find. Double overtime tonight. Congratulations to the Gothenburg Swedes and Coach Craig Hakey and the crew. 28-27 over Kearney Catholic. Tomorrow, it's Kennesaw at Axtell here on Classic Hits. Kearney High will host North Platte on ESPN 1460. And we will, of course, bring you coverage and hourly updates from the state cross-country meet tomorrow on Classic Hits. In the World Series, the Cardinals have taken a 4-2 lead over the Red Sox, bottom of the eighth. It's currently airing on ESPN 1460. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and good night.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.